The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey everybody, before you get into the show, which I know you're super excited to hear because every fucking show of Thinking Outside the Long Box is amazing, we want to thank our Patreon supporters, Chad, Ryan, Derek, Doyle, Devin, Taylor, Jason, Steve, and now Christine. Thank you so much for being a part of this show by donating to us on Patreon. If you too would like to support this show and keep it going every other week after every other week, then you can go to patreon.com/TOTLB where you can get your choice of all sorts of cool bonus videos and awesome prizes like hats and t-shirts, original sketches. I don't know if you guys follow Tim Husky's artwork on Instagram, but one of those original sketches got colored and it was fucking amazing. So join us today at patreon.com/TOTLB. And to those of you who are already subscribed, thank you so much. We appreciate you more than our own assholes. Hey, everybody. So here we are at Local Comic Shop Day / John's third anniversary, right?
Is it fourth?
Is it third or fourth?
How old is John?
But John's anniversary at the shop in his new space, so it's kind of like the grand opening for the space, and it's our 100th episode, so I'm sitting here at Hall of Justice Comics and Collectibles. Right now, I'm just with Doyle. Doyle, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Doyle's got naked ladies on his phone.
I do.
That was awesome that you opened your phone. You're like, oh, good God. So, I know, right? What a pervert. So, still kind of early, so I don't have high energy yet. I feel like all of our shows start out that way.
I just feel like it was funny. We're like a local comic book store. We traveled like an hour and a half to fucking get here.
That's the name of the date.
No, I know. It just was funny because of our personal situation.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
Not
I mean,
local comic book shop day at all.
It is
our comic book shop
that we come here to.
Yeah.
But it is very far away.
We shop and record here.
That is true.
From time to time.
Here's the deal. For the 100th episode, we're just going to kind of wander around, talk to people in John's shop, and then tomorrow we'll be recording just kind of a more regular episode where we talk a little bit about our memories of the show and stuff. So for this portion of the show, it's just going to be me and Doyle kind of talking to our friends, hanging out at the shop, seeing like what's going on and talking to some of the artists and stuff that are here. Does that sound like fun to you?
Yeah, it seems like a good time. People are starting to show up.
Here comes Tim even. He said with a special guest. I don't know who it is, though, so guess we'll find out. Talk to you soon. Let me have that bottle. I'm not going to pour a shot. I'm going to do this.
Well, we're doing the drinking game today, too, because these two still have their marks to hit.
So Tim and I, that may have been too much. Mistakes were made.
Oh, no.
I don't have anything else to do today except for laundry and watch what may be the worst pay-per-view of the year. No, Crown Jewel was awful. I take it back.
Dude,
I watched War Games last night.
Just a little bit of shots.
Fuck, dude.
Hold these, and when you hit your marks, we'll drink.
Dream was crazy.
I put some in my.
Oh. Yeah, but this is for the just to put them in front of you for right now.
All right.
And when it's time, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, no shit, right? Here, we'll share them. We'll share a mic.
Share a cock.
Oh, you need this.
This is tight, bro.
Dude,
well, no, it's because your chair's all high.
Speaking of which, where's the goat shit?
Because Juan is high.
No, Juan's.
All right, we're recording.
Juan is never high.
Hey, everybody.
No, never. Hardly ever. Never.
No, I've seen you high once.
You've never seen me high.
Can I just do this part?
People
it's
who
the
100th
episode.
High,
it's time to get them weeded.
To be ever. Fair, they're not. Well, I mean, they are high on weed, but they usually do crack too.
People who drive forklifts also never get high, Gabe.
I really have never gotten high one time in my whole life.
Really?
Yeah.
I swear I hung out with you when you had those edibles and you had eaten one.
No, I didn't eat it. No, they did.
I did.
And you did too. That's why maybe you thought I was eating them.
It's them arguing one.
And you call yourself a Mexican.
No, I don't. Other people do.
I've never seen him eat a taco.
I went to Cuba, bro. That's all I was called. They didn't even ask me. Hey, Mexico! I was like, the fuck do you know?
They know.
I might be from here, fucker.
They're like, you ain't from here.
No. Not dressed like that.
No.
Clothes look too clean.
No.
Your dick?
I don't want
to say that.
They did look pretty clean.
Your car's not from the 50s.
You get the housekeeper from Family Guy. No, no.
He has money. He's not from here.
That's fucked up.
Does Doyle have to drink because he's already said something racist?
Yes. Yes. Mention some. Doyle, rule number two, says something racist. So, drink.
Y'all have to drink?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know we were cheersing. I already drank.
Me too. Honestly, that was more of a cultural epilogue than a racist statement.
Close enough.
You know, wait, I should probably start the show.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. How are you today? Today is a very special episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box. You guys, this is our 100th episode. Throughout the show, you'll be hearing the voices of some of our friends at local comic shop day that Doyle and I went to. You know, we should actually do that part, too. I'm Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Tim.
I'm Juan.
I am John Clyde Still.
And he is not on a phone. He is not on Skype. Our very special guest for the 100th episode today is John Clyde Seymour Fenimore Stew.
From
Stew?
Yeah.
From the old time still Bojangles radio. But yeah. Radio,
our time show.
Time show.
I think so.
Do you think you fuckers are going to record the 100th episode without me flying up to surprise you?
I
assholes?
Was hoping.
Oh, man.
Cheers.
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 Okay, so
I just assumed you got here from South Carolina on horseback.
So let's precursor this a little bit.
His magic carpet is a Confederate flag.
Yesterday when John Still showed up to local comic shop day, totally surprised me and Doyle.
Yeah.
You'll hear some of that audio of us talking a little bit about what comic book culture is like, where he comes from, and that sort of stuff. Well, it's different.
No, I know. It's just the sound of them is funny.
In the deep, 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 deep,
very racist South.
Deep South.
So there's all that stuff on the show. But past that, basically, John Still brought us a drinking game that plays into all of the stupid shit that we do on this show. So Tim and I participated in the drinking game last night. We have cleared our things. So
fuck.
Share with us, Tim and my...
Ladies and gentlemen, the 2019 100th episode special, Thinking Outside the Long Box Drinking Game.
It will be. It's close enough.
This is for this game is for the next year, and you shut your pile. Boy. I know, right? Turn it down. So last night, Gabe successfully, one, mentioned wrestling. Two, talked about his kids. Three, talked shit about Juan. And four, talked about metal. Okay, so he successfully did all four last night, just
within
cleared
the
board.
Probably like an hour.
Cleared the board. Tim bitched about being called the BPE. cried about Marvel or DC not calling. The one he didn't, Cheers. There's one he hasn't done yet, actually. There's one we're waiting on, and I know it's going to happen today. Mm. And got the Greeley level shits. Yeah. So,
oh, good Lord.
Dude, this morning he destroyed
my
bathroom.
Might want to see a doctor. I'm just saying.
Like, we got really fucking wasted last night.
Wasted, and I took him to a Native American restaurant. Tokabe is what it's called.
I think so, yeah.
That thing is amazing. But this man... duped by a hot little chick doing the food. She was like, "Well, we have hot salsa," and I tried it. When they say hot, that's fucking
right. Just yesterday, he was bitching about Colorado salsa.
Yeah,
hot enough.
Right. That's what it was. And she's like, "I have hot and I have mild." And he was like, he didn't want to look like a vagina. So she looked at him and she was like, "Well, I can mix them together and make mild." And I was like, "That's not how it works. You're just making a lot more hot salsa."
It's true. It's very true.
And so he was in front of me eating this stuff like, oh, I mean, he was sweating like a whore in church. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding.
It's kind of how he sweats all
the time.
Yeah. Like a whore.
Yeah.
Just a whore.
Just a whore anywhere, really.
He was so very disappointed. that he actually couldn't hold it and had to go shit before we got to Gabe's house.
I really wanted to
he
shit.
Did not
here.
Have a bag. Okay. So everybody drink. Doyle mentions poop or assholes. So there we go.
So we should also talk about what time of day it is as we play this drinking game. It is currently like 8:30
in the morning.
That's why we have Appalachian Sipping Cream, boys. It's easy to take.
Is like so delicious and tastes like coffee creamer, but also is like clearly tearing my guts apart.
Yeah,
it tastes awful.
Really? I think you could, that tastes like coffee.
I don't
coffee
like
creamer.
Hard liquor, though.
Yeah.
That's I'm a why beer guy.
That's why I said put it in your
that's
coffee.
He just likes hard penis. Coffee.
No liquor.
Yeah, I did put it in my coffee, and then he poured me another one. I know.
So.
Okay, is actually another drink. Rule number four, and I'm not shitting you. Juan hates something everyone else loves.
I don't have any more.
There you go.
Oh my god!
That was
this makes the show so much more
I'm just saying. Do I know you fuckers or do I know you fuckers?
Yeah, dude,
I feel like that one.
Girl number four.
Man.
Are you going to work later?
Not till 10.
He's got to go to sleep first. Okay, so here's what I was kind of thinking. This
I
is
am our, hungry, though.
This is... I know. Dude, that's why I said we're at...
Meat is a good
meat is here if you want.
It was too late.
They got good pie.
By the time I set up, it was like 8:20, and I was like,
sorry.
Fuck.
I'll make you something.
Breakfast was on me, man. You missed it.
Breakfast was literally on him. It was like one of those weird body sushis.
Gabe can make you a protein shake.
Ooh. Nah, I've had that.
Rule number one for Clyde talks about semen. So, for our 100th episode, I was thinking instead of doing the normal talk about the news, there is one thing that we definitely have to talk about news-wise, but talking about the news and pop culture classic and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Let's talk about like the show and our memories of the show and stuff like that. I think that'd be fun to do for this episode, at least for the first part of it. Well, before we get into that, god damn it, dude, that stuff's strong. Before we get into that, we do have to talk about one incredibly important thing that happened this week in the world of comic books and the world of pop culture, and that is, of course, the passing of Stan Lee.
I don't know if I'd say it was important.
It's incredibly important. It's incredibly important. Yeah.
I would argue the fact that it's, I mean, it's not sad to me. 95 years.
I said the same thing.
Old, yeah.
It's I think the latter part of his life is sad to me. The way that, like, people were just abusing his old ass.
Yeah.
Until he croaked. But.
I mean, come on. The man.
Yeah.
So,
I love the old
if
bastard.
You're living under a rock, we are talking about Stan Lee.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Stan we haven't actually gotten
some
to his name.
Some old guy died.
Stan Lee passed away.
The wrong old guy, unfortunately.
Like, arguably one of the most important figures in comic book history at this point. Not only, you know, a creator and co-creator of most every Marvel comic that you can think of, but just one of the voices of our subculture that was willing to go out there and actively say, hey, politics are important. This is cool. No matter what anybody says to you, it's okay to like this thing. You know, through the works of Kevin Smith and through the Marvel movies, we've gotten to know that he also has a pretty good sense of humor about himself. You know, it's one of those things where you look at the legacy that this guy has left behind, and the legacy is one of those kinds of legacies that our great-grandchildren will probably talk about in college-level courses. I mean, it is a big deal. He was a big deal.
And a little-known fact, when he died, Betty White went through the quickening.
Jesus.
Too soon.
Yeah.
But amazing.
That's right.
Somebody put up a picture of in one of the groups, a picture of Stan Lee fading away from Thanos.
Yeah.
Right after he died.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon.
The one I saw was the Mortal Kombat tears.
That's the one I sent you. Like, you were like, dude, too soon?
That one did have Betty White on it.
Yeah, Betty White was the one going up the ranks. So
I like the
which is immortal, I'm sure.
Yeah. The one I liked the most was the one where it showed Stan Lee showing up in heaven and a little thought bubble coming down going, hey, you're pretty good at creating universes too.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
Oh, we all got emotions like that.
Yeah.
Catch you to the feels.
Not right now. Not right now. Not again.
Everybody got emotional except for Tim, who's still just trying to fight the hot salsa.
Dude.
Same face. Same face.
I think you just need to go to the all liquid diet.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Clyde's correction number one, Bill Maher.
Bill Maher goes on TV and says whatever dickish thing he can to get a headline. Like,
yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Like Jim Rome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, same thing. But it's also, Bill Maher also has one of the best quotes of all time. He said, ladies, your fantasies bore us. And our fantasies disgust you.
Accurate.
Very accurate. But yeah, Stan Lee passing, guys, we can't be too sad, right? I mean, look at the legacy he's left behind. He still has how many cameos pre-recorded?
It's like 7 or 8, supposedly, he's got done already.
In like half a month or some shit, didn't he?
So you saw that article too, right? It was like James Gunn was like, oh, we filmed like 8 of them, you know.
He hammered out a lot of them.
It was on purpose because they knew,
This is 95 years old, right?
95-year-old man who's had pneumonia like a handful of times.
I gotta record 8 cameos just in case I die.
Yeah, like... That must be a weird fucking feeling.
Yeah.
We should start your cameos, Doyle.
You know. Yeah.
To start recording bits for the show.
I was at the doctor recently.
Damn.
Yet again, I heard you are surprisingly healthy.
Jeez.
As a shock, like, honestly, they're like, everything's good. It's weird.
So I don't think this is your chart.
Yeah.
You're as healthy as a horse, literally.
So, I was holding this upside down. My bad.
Your back's screwed up, but yeah, none of their stuff. No beanies. Yeah. No high heart rate.
No livabeties.
Yeah.
Livabeties.
Well, so let's... I mean, I think we've already told the origin story of this podcast enough times that
probably.
We don't need to do it, but unless... Should we? Should we?
I don't fucking know.
I mean, Spider-Man does it every goddamn time.
It's the 100th...
Why can't you guys?
Right?
It's the 100th episode. By God, tell it.
So, 4 years ago, I was working at...
Fourscore.
A comic book shop that we don't ever talk about anymore.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Fuck those guys.
And Juan was one of the patrons of the comic book shop, and he was... Kind of a pain in the ass.
I feel like I was pretty easy.
No, you're pretty easy. Because he's a slut.
Yeah.
But but he was always talking to me about, you know, would you ever be interested in doing a podcast? And at the time I was like, you know, I used to do one, but not really. Like, that seems like a lot of work. He's like, dude, I'll do everything except for you just show up and record. It'll be a lot of fun. Here's our ideas. And we sat down and we, like, literally just... planned it out, like, what we were going to do on, like, a sheet of paper, which incidentally says, like, 45-minute to an hour-long shows on it, which is amazing. Yeah. But we planned out kind of what we were going to do, and we recorded the first one, like, shortly thereafter, John recorded...
Just trying to see what the others were.
Shortly thereafter, John recorded, an audio, like, pick.
At first it was like a correction segment.
So I'm not your first? God.
No, he wasn't doing a corrections. He was just talking about something that he liked or something
he
had
read.
Well,
he did, but he did at first come out and say, because he'd listened to the previous episode, and he'd always say something about we did what we said wrong.
What we said wrong, yeah. But eventually he ended up just
being... I knew I liked him for some reason.
Eventually he just ended up being on the show, you know, and obviously he can't be here today because he's working, but...
He's rocking and rolling, man. Yeah. It's hard to be mad at the guy when we couldn't even get a word in edgewise with him yesterday because there was nobody at the register.
We had to wait in line to get a picture with him.
Yeah, we did.
It was nuts. It was so busy yesterday.
He should have been basically Stan Lee yesterday.
Also,
we had to wait.
The shop... Awesome.
Nice.
Like, I can't wait.
Oh, you haven't been there yet?
No.
You are such a bitch of a friend.
No.
He even has the Thinking Outside the Long Box poster still right in the front wall.
Nice.
Window, dude. It's awesome. But
the one that was made?
The styrofoam one.
Yeah. Yeah.
He gave me a Hall of Justice t-shirt.
Nice.
And a handy.
A white one.
I mean, I had to pay for it in other ways. But anyway.
Blowjob.
So we started recording with John. We did that for quite a while until the shop really, his shop started really getting going, and it just basically killed all his spare time.
Comic book shops are not like that. in South Carolina.
Comic book shops aren't like that, period. I mean, like, his shop is crazy.
I've never seen that. I've never seen. It wasn't Free Comic Book Day. It wasn't an event. It was just an event.
Like, it was local comic shop day, which had, like, some pretty good sales and stuff going, but, man, there was a fuck ton of people there.
I don't know what kind of mojo he's got, but it is working, and it is amazing.
He's nice, I think.
He's nice. He's in the he's a part of the community. Yeah. A lot of the people who own shops, they're not. They don't ingrain themselves with the people who buy their shit. So.
This is very true. As somebody who used to shop around at multiple locations until I discovered Hall of Justice.
Mr. Mumbles.
Mr. Mumbles.
I'm so close to the mic.
Quiet. Yeah. As I'm hungover and
trying so hard not to shit my pants.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
It's Appalachian Sipping Cream got a hold of this boy.
If you have to go, bro, just go.
I will, right here.
Bags all over. Yeah,
it's a 100 don't episode. Go big or go home. Somewhere around
here. I can get one.
So after 4 years now of recording, having like Doyle and Tim join on the show and just kind of going through this process of like evolving and getting better at interviews, getting better at shows.
I've listened to them all. They've gotten better.
They've definitely gotten better
the
for
first
sure.
First couple were a little hard.
You should put a clip of the first intro into this show.
You know who we should have on the show? Gabe should interview Stan Lee.
We are going to do the seance episode.
Yes.
We have talked about doing the seance episode.
It's unfortunate that he's kind of...
Right? But yeah.
Stan died just to get on the seance episode. Dude's committed.
All sorts of comic book writers and authors are clamoring to get on the seance episode lately.
Right?
We've got some really big names.
That's how you should build that episode too. Really play it up. Oh, we fucking talked to Stan Lee, Ditko. Fucking everybody's on this show. Black Michael Jackson. Satan.
We talked to black and white Michael Jackson.
Yeah, black and white.
I still want to make those hats, man.
Yeah, I do too.
I gotta order the hats.
Yeah. You heard about the hats, right?
Oh, yeah.
To make Michael Jackson black again?
Yes, I listened to the...
I listened to the show.
I just have to fucking order them from Amazon. It's here.
Oh, I also... I got something else I was going to talk to you about, but I'll talk to you about it not on... the podcast, because that would be weird.
It's about dicks.
Mostly. So, Juan. Yes.
Juan.
You were the guy that came up with the show.
No, you
came up with the idea you wanted to do it.
I came up with the idea of wanting to do a show.
But why? Talk about it.
But wait, wasn't... if that we
This
know,
is why.
We know that's not the case, because if it was, it would have been Thinking Outside the Long Box, Maine.
I came up with a name, actually. I'm pretty proud of that. I'm good at naming stuff.
We threw around like probably 5 or 10 different names before we landed on this one.
So. It took us a minute, too.
Yeah.
I think I text messaged
what,
you.
What
like
were some of the other options?
Oh, fuck. I don't even
Dude,
remember.
Dude, bad ones. Comic book friends.
I don't know that was one. I don't know. It's been fucking 4 years. I barely remember what I did last week. I don't remember four years ago.
But you were in Cuba.
The Juan Sells Cars podcast.
I was in Cuba a week and a half ago or so.
For those who don't know, Doyle is now pouring himself a cup of Appalachian Sipping Cream that Clyde had mailed up here because there's no way in hell I could get this shit through airport security.
His girlfriend delivered it.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
So you had that shit wrapped up pretty fucking tight, man.
Dude, it was hilarious. We're at the shop yesterday, and Tim's girlfriend comes in carrying a big old box. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool of her to bring that over to Tim while he's here. And then I realized,
she's just delivering mail.
Yeah, she's,
that's her thing.
We don't usually get to see Tim's girlfriend's big old box, but it was a special day yesterday.
Hey, episode one.
She's got a really nice...
Thank you for waiting for me to finish what I was saying to actually throw that in where it's hearable. That was amazing.
She's my mail handler.
Oh.
Not as funny. It's a nice box. All
right. I'm just happy.
Did you listen to the show?
Fuck no.
Probably that's a good thing.
I did play her the Smeagol clip, though.
Oh, my gosh. So,
I'm just happy Doyle didn't want to see Tim's big old box.
Seen it.
Done. All right. It's a lot of hair.
That's a drink. I just goaded him into saying something gay.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying he'd suck Shaq's dick.
Yeah.
He would suck Shaq's dick.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying I wouldn't be scared of it.
Bit of us there.
I'd be scared.
So I've said kind of how I got started. Juan came up with the
idea. That's really good in coffee, actually. It's amazing.
What got you onto the show?
Well, I remember just coming on the first couple times. It was just fun. Just like having fun, hanging out.
Well, that's what I was getting at. This is why I wanted to do it. I mean, there's no... At what other time do you get to schedule? Because we don't normally like, hey, let's go out and do this. I'm so fucking busy with everything. If I don't normally schedule it, it just doesn't happen.
Exactly.
So it's this is the time to get around and fuck around and you know.
Yeah, you normally don't get to hang out with friends for 3 hours at a time.
How adult are we that we have pre-scheduled fun hangout time?
This is our
fun hangout time, guys.
This is our play date.
Yeah, right.
Our woman's
me during my fun hangout time.
Our woman's brunch.
That's right.
It is kind of our version of book club or women's brunch.
Yes.
We have to start giving toasts and jams.
We just need mimosas.
I don't want to say that, but toasts and jams, I'm pretty good right now.
A charcuterie board.
Oh, that does sound really good.
Cheese and assorted meats.
Yes, I love cheese and meat.
I did have a brie cranberry pull apart bread last night.
That sounds fucking amazing.
Bruh.
I'm hungry all over again.
Yeah. Hangover's going away for some of that now.
No, so originally, I know you started listening to the show because I was doing the show. We've known each other for fucking a billion years.
That was the obviously the original.
What kept you listening to the show other than our long-lasting friendship?
That's not the part.
Yeah.
Definitely not that.
Nothing to do with it. I've told you before, though, like... My job allows, you know, just – I have to work, but I can listen to a lot of things. So I listen to a lot of podcasts. I like everything that's on this podcast, and most podcasts that deal with the same subject matter are really just more dry and straight to the point, not as fun, not as funny. So just
– I feel it like became like a weekly listen to. They're more informative. They try to be a lot
more – Yeah, they're just differently formatted. Yeah. I'm not dissing them. They're just like – They're like, here's what it is, right. Move on to the next thing, move on to the next thing. Where this is just like 3 hours of like funny bullshit and like, it was just a good time.
As the biggest fangirl of the show, I would say.
Hey, you fucking flew here. You broke God's law and took to the sky.
I will say that Doyle is a great addition to the cast. Funny as fuck and gives everybody a target to hate besides the rest of you guys.
Yet, surprisingly, I do believe I have the most positive reviews.
I feel like somebody was paid probably. to put those reviews.
But I didn't pay him. So somebody loves me.
Write something nice about Doyle.
That's right. Doyle's on Google at 4 in the morning at his job.
Yeah.
Doyle is the sexiest one of the podcast.
Hey, Mexican, come here. Write this for me.
Yeah. No,
we don't got to write things that are obviously true. It's all kinds of misspellings. Doigle.
Doigle.
Click, click, click. That's just the keyboard noise. It's not their speech.
Wow.
He just went aboriginal. Aboriginal racism, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wow. That was just the keyboard.
It's a mechanical keyboard.
Yeah, I guess.
Not gods must be crazy.
Doyle it.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
The gods must be crazy, Doyle.
That was Juan's pick.
I love that movie.
We know.
I love both of them.
Once again, we drink because Juan loves something everybody else hates.
That's not true. You ended up liking it.
I do. I like...
Oh, shit.
Oh, they're...
Man down.
Hey, that was empty.
Thank God.
Oh, it's not empty. That's weird. There's like a tiny bit in there, but somehow it didn't spill when I popped it.
Because it's like 90% heavy cream.
Right. It's just very slowly rolling out of the cup.
For those at home, we are drinking moonshine-based Appalachian sippin'.
And it is slowly
destroying you.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah, it sneaks up on you.
It does. It's so.
Wait until you smoke like two bowls and then drink.
Yeah, are we going to bring the ghost ship back into this?
Oh, probably not.
Yeah, go
to try.
Yeah, at some point I got to go home.
Yeah, Clyde's here.
Clyde bought some weed for the first time at legally. At a dispensary versus getting shipments from Oregon.
He was adorable in the shop.
It's like, I was that.
Do you have any of those weeds I hear about?
If they started singing the Candyman Can, I would have been just like.
He's getting out of my car. He's like, I've got a golden ticket.
Totally sang it.
Ruined such a classic show.
Yeah. No, no.
I love that movie.
I totally sang it going in. I mean, but it's just the first time I've been able to, like, really? Have money? Like, cameras? Weed? This is awesome.
There's no cops here? Yeah.
There's no cops. This is totally fine.
The cop waved us and checked our ID on the way in.
You know? Oh, yeah. I forget that they do off duties for that in Denver.
Yeah, but that was, I mean, you know, everybody's happy about it.
He was a bro. We started talking Harry Potter with that guy.
Yeah, totally.
Nice. I love Harry Potter.
It's weird. Actually, it seems like a weird conversation I had with a cop.
The last time I went to
usually
the...
they're yelling at me, get on your fucking knees! Yeah. I'm too fat! This takes me a minute. Yeah. It hurts. Yeah. I'm old.
It would have been easier to comply before you back up without help.
Last time I went to the weed store in Greeley not to buy weed, there was a cop outside harassing everybody.
Oh, that's because it's Greeley.
Like, legitimately, like, not letting people go in. Like, it was ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Yeah, he was just, like, basically halting you, asking a billion questions before you would go in. And then when you would come out, he was doing the same thing. Can I see what you got? Is it still in the bag? It was fucking ridiculous.
Why?
Because cops are pricks.
Yeah. Not all of them, but, like, 99.9% of them.
The vast majority of them, especially in Greeley.
I would have told. I've been like, I got some ghost ship. I got some Sunday sherbet. I got some. Hey, you want some? I mean, I'll give you some. I can because you know it's fucking legal here.
No, that's so.
This strain's called "Fuck the Police." This one's called Wu-Tang. It's for the children.
Wu-Tang for the children.
Oh, Juan, just so you know, Wu-Tang was this rap.
I'm with you.
Oh, man, is that a drink? Somebody makes fun of how young Juan is?
Yes, anytime. It reads specifically, anytime Juan still doesn't understand old stuff. So,
I know.
He knows Wu-Tang is. That's not yet.
But you had to explain it. What was it he called RZA? He called
RZA?
Yes.
I believe it was the RZA.
But again, I know who Wu-Tang was, but we were getting bombarded with emails. I was like, they want us to do an interview with RZA. I don't know who that is. And that's when he was like, you know how I know you're young? You keep saying RZA. I was like, oh, fuck, I don't know. That's how it reads, bro.
RZA, GZA.
Well, I think Ford has a new car or something. The RZA.
What had nothing to do with music? It didn't say anything about music. It was about a movie.
2018 RZA.
RZA. And the only one, like...
That's fuck fast, bro. Motherfuckers fast.
Coming all kinds of colors, too.
No, just black.
All right, so there's another drink. Juan talks about selling cars.
Hashtag Juan sells cars.
That was close enough.
Fucking hell.
Yep.
God, you should have coffee.
Like
it's so good
in
coffee.
An episode here in a minute.
I'm taking like the babiest of sips from this damn thing.
Me too. Because I do have to fold laundry later.
I have to drive. Drink up.
Drinking and driving's for pussies.
John still can drive himself. You can just lay there.
John still's a professional drunk driver.
I did. I barely made it.
And an amateur tattoo artist.
I mean, I'll give it a shot.
Ricky
if you
Bobby.
Got the needle.
The two worst things you could do while drinking. Yeah. Driving and tattooing.
At the same time.
I really don't think that's the worst two things, mister. Driving shit in the bag.
Hey, I'm still here.
I'm just saying. We all just can't understand how this feat even was accomplished.
Neither can I. God is with me.
We all still need explanations and graphic charts. And,
no, I don't need any graphics.
Yeah.
I want an animation.
Didn't we film a video at the old HOJ?
Just him telling the story.
Oh, okay,
I couldn't even really duplicate it, honestly.
I mean, you know, it's one of those spur-of-the-moment miracles.
Jesus took the wheel and I
shit in a bag.
Damn, shit in a bag.
That should be a shirt. Yeah. Jesus take the wheel, I got a so shit.
I got shit in this bag. We're gonna get sued. No.
A lot of hate mail from Christians.
Does someone owe Jesus no. take the wheel?
We haven't
it's
gotten
a song, I think.
Is
yeah,
it is.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't
I
know that.
It's trademarked.
Jesus take the wheel. Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't.
No.
It's a song.
If that was trademarked, the whole South would be in a lot of trouble. All right.
I don't know. It's a part of it. I think it's a song.
I think the whole South is in a lot of trouble.
Oh, I do too. Every Baptist preacher in the world says, Jesus take the wheel.
So let's get
Every 90-year-old grandma. In the South, says Jesus, take the wheel, as well as bless your heart instead of fuck you. So, anyway, go ahead. Sorry, Gabe.
No, it's Tim's turn.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I gave one of the worst interviews ever. That's how I ended up on the show.
Yeah. I recall that.
Oh. Yeah,
I recall listening to that.
Fuck, that sucked, terrible. Didn't it?
How'd that go?
I didn't know him at the time.
As a listener, not knowing him, how was that interview?
Oh, Jesus. It's
how
like worst three.
Yeah.
Worst three.
Like, it's on the list.
Yeah. Like, I rag on the magician guy, yeah. But no, fuck, the comedian guy, yeah.
God damn it, that dude.
But I think my interview may have been worse than his.
The comedian who was like, not a comedian?
I mean, funny at all. No, like,
on any level.
Terrible.
If you can't keep up with our table, you shouldn't be a comedian.
Yeah, fuck, dude. Get your life.
Because we're not incredible. I mean, we're funny. But,
I
like,
can't
we're
stand
not
up and take till jokes.
But I'm not going to. I couldn't yeah. do that. I'm
no.
not that kind of funny.
I bet if you put.
Neither was he, weirdly it, enough.
I've got a good 10 minute set, but.
But if you say you're a stand up comedian and you can't sit down at a table with, like, mildly funny assholes, like, keep up.
It was bad.
That guy was rough. Who's. Okay. Who else? Who's
he's on it?
Comedian,
yeah.
And I
personally, I forget the girl, but it was like this girl who just you had to prompt every word out of her, and like,
yeah.
I remember sitting.
She was really nervous.
I remember sitting aside while you recorded that.
The interview was just fucking painful to listen to.
She does the porno comic. Yeah.
Which is what was shocking.
Comics are fucking funny.
Because I was looking forward to the interview.
What sucked is her comics are funny, and before we started the interview, she was really awesome, like just in conversationally over the phone. But as soon as
you push the button,
she immediately like.
Yeah,
and it was a tough interview, man. That was hard to get through.
What are the top three, though? What are your favorites?
Well, no, let's wait, because I want to do a little bit of that. Okay. Like, favorite moments,
all right,
least favorite
back
moments.
To dissing the show. What fucking sucks?
Well, no, you did the worst.
So I did the worst interview ever.
You just started showing up.
Well, I started sending you guys weird news articles because you were kind of like reading weird shit on the pod.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
That was at the first
and I sent the BTE update.
It was the sex. We were doing the sex news things at the beginning. Yeah.
So I sent in like a series of. I sent the Bluetooth enabled butt plug.
Yeah.
GoFundMe. And no, then you fucking right. you fucking read it out loud, and then Juan coined the phrase BPE. And then from that point on, like, Google was listening, so I just kept getting weird butt plug news. Then I had like the Christmas tree in Germany.
Yep, that looks like a butt plug. That they put up every year.
And then there's like the Santa Claus in Russia that's like holding a butt plug.
Yeah,
Russians.
And then you just started
hardcore.
Showing up. You just started showing up. Like,
well, you guys had me over for Christmas or something,
yeah,
and then I just started hanging out with you.
Where to go for Christmas?
Yeah, I was so lonely.
We don't really have very much extended family, so we put out on Facebook, if you don't have anywhere to go or anybody to hang out with on Christmas, come hang out with us. And Tim was like, cool, see you in an hour.
It's like, I'm lonely. I'm recently divorced. Yeah, I'll go hang out with somebody else's family for Christmas.
Gabe's like, oh, we didn't really mean that.
Now, like, Tim,
I guess he's all right.
Hashtag JonClyde buying next plane ticket.
Tim started coming up, like, I mean, basically every time we record, like, and just hanging out, spending the night.
Well, you guys record on the same weekend, kind of. I mean, I always was. Moderately.
I know, it's just as soon as you come to the house.
But the days we record always land on my long weekend, so I'm always able to come up.
Now you're just kind of part of my weird extended friend family.
Mm-hmm. And we hold each other's dicks in the sunshine and go skipping.
You hold your dicks while skipping?
Correct.
Yeah.
You have to skip in unison.
We hold each other's dicks.
It's super tricky.
I mean, you got
so it's not the Dutch rudder.
No.
It's the French spoon.
Balls are swinging everywhere.
It's just a lot of hair and a lot of balls.
My old man balls just blah, blah, blah,
blah. Well, if there's one thing that's going to get me to mostly skip balls, in unison with somebody.
Yeah, they got to hold your shaft.
I mean, you know, you better skip in unison.
So I think we can safely say that you are our number one fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
All these Patreons.
The Patreons, we love you guys.
But you're this motherfucker amazing. Flew here.
So we're going to call him number one fan today.
That's a lie. You guys are all number one.
Ramsey's arms.
So.
One. So
there are extenuating circumstances. Yeah, John Clydesdale could definitely use a fucking break from his own real life bullshit. For those who listen to my show, there will be no more sugar tits. We're not going to make it all depressing. Let's just say that.
No, it's too late. Keep going.
Yeah.
Don't give us all the details.
You did.
That bitch is gone. Strike two, cheating. Gone. So we're just going to leave it at that. But
at board games mostly.
Yeah, at board games.
She's a horrible.
She rolled a natural
Monopoly.
One and refused to let her character die. She's out.
D&D joke. Yeah. That should be a drink.
Okay. Cheers. I'm all for it.
Oh, I keep doing that backwards where I take the drink and then go.
Then try to choose. Yeah. No, but I love you guys. Have from the beginning. You guys accepted my. Meager offerings of bitchy corrections from half a continent away, and start playing them. They seem to have kind of caught on a little bit, and you know, when you got people coming on the show going, "Oh shit, I don't want to be on Clyde's corrections."
This motherfucker sent you a stripper.
I did.
That is our most watched YouTube video of all time.
By like a long shot. I mean,
how did you arrange that?
I'm awesome. There's actually a stripper delivery service here in Denver. And they do strippograms, and I explained to the guy it was a joke. He's not really gay. I just want a male stripper to go embarrass the shit out of him. They were like, oh, we got this.
Dude, the guy, the stripper, yeah. I feel oh, was more not, embarrassed yeah. than I was.
And that made it so much better. It made it so much better. He's sitting there doing the flossing thing, just looking in the air like, what the fuck?
And he literally, before he started, he says to me, I mean, you are okay with this, right? I was like,
yeah.
Why would I not?
Get naked, bitch!
Why you still got clothes on?
We'll see how that dick swing.
This is full nude, right?
Full nude?
I've got to get my kicks somehow, guys. Today. And, half a continent away, there's some shit I can get away with. You know, you guys can't reach out and get me. Didn't even know my real fucking name. I'm like, I get to fuck with y'all? So, you know, it's fun.
So that is the prize for mm-hmm. the drinking game.
It is.
If you, if
you make all your
get
marks.
Through all your marks, what you should do is if you make it through all your marks, just send them a friend request.
I did. Like I did to Gabe today, and Gabe was like,
oh!
That's not very good with me.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry. He'll see your friend request, be like, what a cool name. And then he'll not accept it for 3 years. Yeah,
he accepted my John Clyde friend request after like, what, 4 months, I believe?
Oh, my gosh.
I see him all the time, and it still took like 6 months.
It took me like the better part of a year.
Most of a year, yeah.
Because I celebrate it now when Facebook does like the daily thing. Like, I think last year I was like, it took a year, but he finally said yes, I think was my post. It's like on this day.
Like, what, you got engaged?
This day, 1 year ago, Juan and Tim became friends.
Mom's like, I always knew he liked men.
It's like a goddamn jewelry commercial. You finally said yes.
I think Juan actually friended me.
Oh,
cause, I don't remember.
Because you wanted me to be on the show. And
so when he wants and something.
I was like, just friend me and we can talk about it over Messenger. And I think Juan friended me.
You too hot or what?
Oh,
my
God, thermal.
Oh, Doyle, final. Doyle stripping.
And a sweater.
Wait, did he pay you money to do this?
Jump on it, my pony. Oh, shit. So, Gabe, now that you know, how many times an episode do you say my real name?
It depends.
Depends on the episode.
But if the subject comes up, I do say it a lot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you know who usually brings up that subject?
Tim.
No.
You.
But
I try to.
Tim loves to goad you and make you do it once you bring it up.
Oh, God, yeah.
But you always bring it up.
I'm like, what was his name again?
Don't say it now.
I almost said. So last night we're going to get Taco Bell.
Oh fuck! I was so drunk.
Tim's like drunk and high and just kind of out of it, and he goes, "Oh fuck! What is your fake name again?"
And the best part about it was, we get to Taco Bell. I said, "It's on me. You're letting me crash at your pad. I'd love to buy you the food." And so we're at Taco Bell, and we get up to the window, and I hand Gabe my credit card to pay, and he just hands it over. They pay, hands it right back, and then Tim was like, "Dude, his name is on the card."
So many chances. At that point in the day, you'd had like three or four chances of like
literally read.
Yeah, it's like right fucking there.
Same thing at Hall of Justice. I just was talking to John, handed him my card, he swiped it, handed it back, and I realized after I walked away, he's got my real name right there in his system. Fucking awesome. You alright, Doyle? Coming back?
All right,
so where are we? We're on.
So we got to you. You got started on the show. Like,
where did you listen? It's been so long.
I got hooked up with you guys through Mr. Corey Cottrell. Down in Florida, our boy down there. He's awesome. And he was just like, you know, if you want to talk about comic books and pop culture, check out this show. And I was like, I like comic books. So I tuned in, immediately fell in love. You guys are funny as shit and had me giggling. And I was like, but you got so much wrong. So I had to create, I just wanted to be a part of the show. And I
still put, holding out for that dick going.
I know. I just put together a little segment I thought was funny, sent it to you guys, and y'all played it. So
sorry, he's probably a little wet.
He's fine.
Okay. Doyle's used to making it.
Wet.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Doyle gets wet.
He hears that southern twang and just moist.
Mostly it's the Make America Great Again cowboy hat.
him and Kanye.
He's wearing Yeezys too. It's a real weird look.
So we'll go the opposite direction this time. We'll start with John Clyde Still Van Damme. I genuinely asked. I was like,
"Is your name Jean-Claude
Van Damme?" So, what? Let's talk about funniest moments. What are some of your funniest moments?
Funniest moments on the show. Well, I mean, the funniest moment to me, of course, because it was just the biggest inside joke ever, was when Husky, who had learned my name by coming on my show, reveled in the fact that he knew my real name and goaded you into saying my real name 50 plus times in one episode. That to me was the funniest damn episode, because I gave
James kids interrupts
50 plus times in one episode
saying a specific human being's name.
Yes, yeah. 50 plus times, just kept doing it, and you did not catch on. He did it. How many times did you do it?
Like, every single time you mentioned the name, I was like, what was his name again? You were like, blah, blah, blah. You were like,
yeah, wait, what was that one more time? You never caught on. He did it like 20 times.
I'm dense as fuck. I believe we've fully established on the show that I am a dense human being. I mean, mentally. Stop touching my stomach.
Well, evidently, we were all there for it, and
nobody caught on to it.
Except for Tim.
How about you, Tim? What's one of your funniest moments on, like, that you remember from the show?
Because it was so cringy when you guys pissed off John and he walked off the show.
Oh,
that to me was fucking was hysterical as a listener.
That was.
But now that I know John and I know you guys, I'm like, oh, that must have been such a weird day for you guys.
It was awkward as fuck.
Dude, that was funny.
Laughed.
Yeah, you did. It was still awful for the rest of us.
The thing was, I remember telling you that, because I wasn't quite sure what happened. I was asking him a question about something he was talking about, and then he just went off. And I remember telling you, I was going to make it so that I sounded good while I was editing it. And then I listened to it and I was like, I don't know what the fuck happened. Like, nothing. So I just left it because I was like, nobody said anything really bad. We just interrupted him one time and that was it.
That's how awkward the fucking episode was. He made me laugh because I love awkward shit.
Dude, I don't even remember what it was, but it was just the way you had interrupted him made him mad. And then everything you said after that just snowballed it. And I got a glimpse into what it must be like to argue with John in a relationship. I was like, wow, this sucks.
Well, the problem was you shouldn't have said Aquaman was a bitch. That's what...
I don't even know what the fuck happened to this. Like, we were asking him about what he was talking about, and that was it. It was the weirdest thing.
Hey, it just was a bad day. But it made for great podcasts. It really did.
I think that and probably episode 69.
You know what I wanted to do, guys? I was hoping you guys would all be in Hall of Justice recording so I could call you from the outside and be like, all right, I'm going to use podcast magic because we always talk about the podcast magic. And I'm just going to make it seem like I was on the show with you guys right now and then I was going to walk in the fucking door. But nice.
I want how to sell cars.
Yeah.
And I did sell a car yesterday.
Hey,
so
congratulations.
Hey.
Yeah.
Wait, Juan sells cars?
Juan, since Sugar Tits is gone, I have a 2010 Toyota Highlander that I need to get rid of.
I'll buy it. Yeah. No, but, I mean, not me. But
yeah. Unfortunately, you can't give me what I owe on it. Yeah. I owe $14,500 on it. And, yeah, it's old trade-in value is only about, what, 10 grand?
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
That's what I need.
You got the hookup now.
I need to get rid of one car payment just to get another one.
You combine that car plus your old car into a new, better car.
Yeah, that's
like
one way to
Transformer.
Do it. That's one way to do it, except for the fact that I've already got a car that's paid off. I just want to get rid of a car
payment.
You don't
need it, John.
I know. That's what it is.
But I'll help you get into it.
That's right.
That sounds rapey. You don't need it, but I will help
you
get into it.
You were not the first sexy bitch to tell me that one.
It'll only hurt until you like it.
God, how do we not get hate mail? That's all I'm saying. Like, somebody for our 100th episode, please send in hate mail.
The problem is I feel like the people who listen to the show only tell friends who are
going to like
what we're talking about.
This is not a show you like. How have y'all not gotten hate mail?
Except for the asshat who told my mom, whoever that is.
I was called.
It wasn't me.
That was me.
I was called a vagina hat by a woman.
Wow.
Yeah, she was a Trump supporter, but yeah, she called me a vagina hat, and I was like,
"So you guys have a few things in common?"
I was not sure how to be offended by that. I was like, "I'm trying to picture this," and I was kind of like, you know,
you're like, I typically wear a space mask.
Exactly. That's what I was like, I can't. I'm having a hard time being offended by this.
Your experience with vaginas, they seem to be much larger than I remember.
That's what John was
wearing. One is a hat. Very hard. That seems a little crazy.
I've got
to have to try some new things.
Sounds like something Dom would send us in a group chat.
The dick holes group chat is something.
Dom is
I'm not in that one, apparently. I'm glad for that.
Oh, the turkey gobble say. That he sent everybody.
My God.
Add me to that.
Please. I will.
I want to say Dom is a big fan of the sipping cream, wants to start a whole.
I figured he would. That sounds like something. Yeah.
Dom's a big fan of.
I like Dom. Dom's good people.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, nobody dislikes Dom.
No, he's a good people.
So, no, I'm not going to say that.
There's people that dislike Dom. Just
I almost said something real mean. I reeled it in.
There's people that dislike Dom. They just fucking suck balls. So
it's hard. He's been so lovable.
He's been nice for the most part.
Yeah. No, how is Albie not here for the 100th episode?
He's too poor.
Poor Albie.
He's just sitting alone.
He's too busy painting his house.
Watching shows from the 80s.
He also went through a divorce.
Hello.
And she left. So, and her car got repoed.
Yeah. There's only so much time to watch Quantum Leap, bro.
Calm down.
Sounds fun.
It's hard to be in a podcast with your woman. Let's just say that.
Yeah. I don't know. Juan and I have done pretty good.
Yeah. True. True.
How about you, man? Doyle, what's been one of your favorite funny moments?
Just the fake rivalry with John was really funny for the swim meet that never happened.
Because your back was all fucked up.
We were going
to do it. That was a legitimate thing that was going to happen.
Fucked up back or not, I'd have gone. I think John fell through there.
No. John just knew that that was a contest that he would definitely.
Oh, I never had any intentions of winning. I wouldn't do that to John.
I love you, though. You're not very aerodynamic.
Man, got away from your ass this morning.
That's true.
Right. And we know how Mexicans are about swimming.
Yeah.
So,
Well, that's black folk, not Mexicans.
No, wetbacks.
That was
wetbacks.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah. Mexicans are
yeah, they're called wetbacks.
Strong swimmers.
That's what I'm talking about.
Traditionally strong swimmers.
That's what I mean. He probably would have gotten in the water, been like fucking Namor.
Cards Against Humanity bought a section of the border.
Yeah. I saw that.
It's like
the Trump's so full of shit, guys. There's no way possible you can actually build that wall.
There's no way possible to do it anyway. Yeah. Like, it's a ridiculous.
Hey, we don't talk about politics here.
Oh, fuck you.
And then
it's Trump.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't even think he thinks about politics.
Dude, they literally have to sit him down and say, "All right, Mr. Trump, this is policy time. This is when we talk.
Give me your fucking phone and get off Twitter, you asshole."
He has nap time, juice time, policy time.
It's like kindergarten.
That's the whole
signature
point.
Time. Yes. I don't even tell him what he's signing.
Just sign me.
He's all just sitting there talking to himself. I got the best signature ever.
It's huge. It's huge.
When he gave that fucking UN speech and every other nation laughed at him, he's like, my cabinet has been the most productive cabinet in U.S. history. And fucking like...
Everybody laughs?
Yeah, every country's like, ha, you fucking idiot.
They were laughing with me.
Pretty sure Abraham Lincoln did a thing or two.
George Washington, I don't know. Amateurs.
That's the problem. Kennedy is we need to get Trump to like abolish slavery so that
that's
mean.
That fucking meme.
Shabang bang.
What's your favorite punk band? And it's all the Kennedys. The dead
Trump
Kennedys.
Trump has to tell the cops to stop shooting black people. Is that the equivalent?
I guess. Yeah. Trump's got to get cops to stop shooting black people so somebody will.
Somebody takes them out.
Somebody be like, hey, bang bang.
I was kind of excited.
We don't support the killing of the president. I'm thinking outside the long box.
I wouldn't say that. I said bang bang.
Yeah. I will say I was very excited about Space Force, though. I was kind of hoping that
pretty
was good.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm down.
I was going to order those t-shirts. You know.
All the Starship Trooper memes that came out of that were so gold.
Yeah. Would you like to know more?
Service guarantees citizenship.
Symbolically. Buying that section so he can't build the wall is fucking phenomenal.
It is amazing. Guess that makes it my turn.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
Probably one of the funniest moments on the show was like really early on in the show when we were interviewing Auntie Angel for the grapefruit segment, which was...
I think that's the episode that broke me.
That was a funny episode.
She was amazing. She was an awesome interview. But through the whole interview... She was watching like fucking Mari Povich or something at like full blast. And like, all I could do was not focus on the TV. Like, I was trying to not, like, I had to actively not listen to the TV while I was talking to her. And she was just so fucking funny. Oh no, that's probably one of my funniest moments on the show.
That was a good interview. I remember that interview.
I really like the dildo girl you interviewed too.
Xenocat.
Episode 69.
Yeah, the lady from Xenocat. She was
phenomenal.
And she's
Tim
funny.
Called that way too easily.
Because we got real weird at the end of that episode.
She has butt plugs too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because we talked about weird sex stuff.
Yeah, we went off the rails on the end of that.
Yeah. Oof.
It was fun.
We had dicks and asses.
Dude, that was a
dicks
good episode.
Dicks.
I was like one of my favorite to listen to.
Come back
my
to us, Michael Kirk.
The noisiest thing down on. It's amazing.
What happened to Michael? It's Kirk. It's like he actually died.
I think that was like his last episode on the show, maybe.
Michael Kirk?
69.
Yeah, I think his wife got a hold of it.
Come back to us.
Oh, that.
We love
that,
you.
That's
was
dead.
He not there yesterday?
No.
He's dead for real.
Yeah, that we you keep joking about him. What if he like died in a car wreck like 6 months ago and you assholes don't even know about
him? I just talked to him.
I've seen Facebook posts from him, so I know
we can't know that that's real.
Yeah, fake news.
Yeah.
His wife's keeping up appearances so she can collect the insurance money when it comes time.
Right.
Plus, he keeps up a hotline. He might be able to keep up a Facebook. You never know.
It's true.
From the grave.
From the grave.
Could you fucking imagine?
There he was. Wow. Five midgets in a barrel of Thousand Island dressing.
What?
There she was.
That's weird.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like fun sex.
That's not what Paul Newman wanted.
Hell yes.
When you're fucking midgets, you want peanut sauce.
Yeah.
not Thousand Island.
Just the chunks.
Say more like peanut oil. But
wait, when you say chunks, are you still referring to the midgets or the dressing?
Oh.
With their wee little bodies.
Do we blend midgets now? Is that what we're talking about?
I was just saying they're so tiny.
Portable.
Portable.
You know.
My suitcase.
With the hands.
That's what, yeah. That's the first thing you do with the midget is take pictures of them with their hand on your dick. So you
look at how big my dick is.
Why is that midget's hand so fucking huge?
Oh, shit.
It's the fucking shack of midgets. Gotta be 3'5", 3'6".
Definitely Doyle would still suck his cock, too.
I can't get down that low anymore. Just laying on my back.
You just pick him up and hold him like a hamburger.
Oh, God.
Wow. It was this,
yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
But the creepy little legs would just throw me off. Where do you hold those? Jesus.
You have creepy little legs.
Not midget creepy. You're shorter than me, midget.
My little legs. My thing about midget sex is, you know, resisting the urge to pick them up and spin them like a basketball.
There go all of our short people.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, she had to have stopped listening for a while ago.
Fuck you, Gabe.
I don't think she listens anymore.
Oh, she might. I don't know. Every once in a while.
She didn't stop the last episode when I did that ASMR shit where I was like, mm-hmm. That was real good for everybody, I hope.
You know.
That makes it your turn. What's one of your funniest moments?
We had a an episode that was fraught with Skype issues, and about 5 minutes of that episode was just us laughing because every time we got John in, it would just be the funniest one line, and then we couldn't hear him anymore.
I remember that episode.
Not fucking get back on track. That was probably the funniest fucking.
Was that the same one I was calling in to?
I don't know. It's called Skype something in the episode, but it was just we could not come back to whatever the fuck we were talking about because it was so funny.
I just remember when I kept trying to get on and you couldn't figure out how to get me and the other person on Skype all in at the same time.
Technology.
Yay.
It is hard.
Yeah.
Dude. This shit is not easy.
Do you know how many episodes have been ruined for me because the Skype recorder wouldn't pick up both sides of the conversation?
So that's what I was about to bring up. The last... So doing the wrestling show on my own, I don't have all of Juan's knowledge to like back me up like I do on this show.
He's so
when
smart.
Juan sets me up on Skype, everything's ready to go. Like I just hit record on the recorder, like I'm not trying to record on my computer, stuff like that. So I did 4 interviews in the last like 2 weeks for the wrestling show. The first 3 of them, I only recorded their audio. So I've had to go back and like
re-record the inner questions. Yeah.
Things that's hard. That's real hard. And like I've had to cut out all of their natural laughter because I don't know what I said that was funny.
You should have just dubbed in your
I just stopped using Skype altogether and used my cell phone, but even then the recorder sometimes
it works for us.
Yeah.
It works for us. The only time, and I think it was because my laptop was so old, I think that's why we were having issues, and then but ever since then it's worked perfect.
Which recorder do you use?
Just Skype, yeah. Just this little guy.
So, you
have
record
a separate
off
recorder.
Yeah.
See, his problem and my problem is that we're not using a recorder.
We're
recording on our computer.
App.
Yeah. An app.
Yeah, no.
I was using Eviar.
The first thing he did when he set me up, he's like, this is going to be a lot of money if you want to do this. here's everything you need to buy. But he did show me all that stuff, and I was like, fuck it. If this is going to be a long-term thing, I might as well get fucking everything, you know? Yep. So we either use this guy or this guy to record, depending on what we're doing. Yep. And John actually picked that up used for a really good price, because those are usually like $400, $500 recorders. They're fucking crazy.
That is badass.
But they're it's been good. I don't think we've ever lost half of an interview, but I don't think that's ever happened before.
So for mine, it was the software had two channel settings, and one was clicked on and the other one was clicked to second channel, and there's no second channel on my computer, so it just recorded them and not me. I fixed it for the fourth interview. Fuck yeah.
But you didn't go back and listen to the first three afterwards. You just went one to one.
I managed to do it. I've gone back and listened to them. They actually aren't half bad. So
that's the thing. I don't fucking listen to anything while we're doing this. We don't have headphones on.
We might not be recording
playing,
right now.
I'm just playing it by ear. I'm looking at the recorder, and then I get home, and I'm like, all right.
Actually, no. Actually, no. Playing it by ear would mean you would be listening to it. No, I actually want to buy something very similar to that. They have a one that is a camera, too. Yeah, and the camera. No, here's what's badass. The camera sets up over here. You know, if you put it over here, what you do is you go in the app ahead of time and set up one zoomed in shot on everybody's face, one large group shot, then a shot of two people over here, the shot of two people, the shot of the two people in the middle. You just set up a bunch of different camera angles with that, because it's one panoramic camera. And within that panoramic camera, you can set up the different shots you want, and it's motion sensitive, and so it will switch between the shots and edit your show as it's going on. So all you have to do is go back later and pull it right off there, and you have the audio and the video.
How much is that?
$500.
No, it's not.
That's all it is.
My camera was more expensive than that.
It's really great for porn.
I'm about to buy it myself. $500. And it,
don't tell Mel how much it is.
Yeah.
My wife is.
That was collectively an amazing moment in the show. And then when you made the fucking song, who made the song? Me? That was you? Yeah.
Hilarious.
It's like,
my wife is all my money.
So let's talk. Sorry.
Just speaking about hardware, for Christmas, hopefully, I'm looking at this brand that has eight XLR ports, so we'll be able to do eight different
mics. Twice as many mics, yeah.
It records, if you want it specifically, to an SD card. So it's nice. Built into the box. You don't necessarily have to have an external recorder. Plus, it has Bluetooth, so I can hook up. We can hook up our phones individually to different tracks, so that if we are like, oh, I heard this cool thing, you know, this trailer, whatever, we can feed the audio right to the board, and it'll record to the recorder.
That's without me sexy. Having
to add it in later, which is pretty cool.
That is really cool.
It essentially takes the. What's her name she quit the job at the school, Dana. Was gonna send me all those audio files and shit. It essentially is that. It's a separate soundboard. It allows you to just feed, like, I could put funny trombone music or some shit as we're talking. So I think it's gonna be cool. Yeah. Hopefully I get it.
That's awesome. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, just let me know. I'll make little pew noises for you. Record them.
So what are the idea of a meme is like that thing that carries on forever and ever, like a kind of ongoing joke.
We're in an hour and 10 minutes. Do we want to take a quick break?
Yeah, let's take So we'll do that, and then we'll come back and keep talking about the show. All
right, so Husky can shit now.
I need to shit.
Oh, my dick.
So, with John still here, which is crazy, like, good job, Tim. Tim says, I'm bringing a special guest. I'm like, what, your ex-girlfriend? Weird. I don't know anyone else from out of state.
Yeah, let me bring hashtag not Gabe's Ashton up here.
I thought maybe you were, that's all I could think of. But, so, John, I'm going to hand you this microphone, and I want you to go around and talk to the people from our show and ask them questions about what they think of our show. Because that's a cool idea to me. So I'm going to put a little pause break here for Juan. Okay, so here we go. So here we go. So here's the secret. We've been trying to figure out how to do
figure out your real name, which you revealed to us today that if we succeed in a drinking game, we will find out your real name.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have brought the 100th episode 2019 TOTLB drinking game, and we have a mix. I mailed up Hillbilly Eggnog, which is, you know, don't ask. I can't tell you what it's made out of. You just don't want to know, but it's freaking amazing. But the U.S. Post Office let us down. They blamed, now here's the best part, they blamed the California wildfires somehow. We don't know how.
Denver,
those wildfires are right in the way. So we're going to drop back and punt, and we're going to do a cheap imitation of it with a mix of Bailey's and honey whiskey. So
here's the thing. Like, that's a huge secret. It's been a huge secret on your show and our show, whatever.
Nobody knows. Nope. And the best part is Gabe himself says my real name at least how many times a show, Husky?
Oh God, I kept having him repeat it.
Oh God, that was so fucking funny. So fucking funny. He made you repeat it like 30 times one episode and you never caught on, and I'm dying laughing listening in South Carolina. So we're going to play the game. Everybody has, instead of me posting the drinking game for you guys, I just wanted to record with you. And every time you hit your mark of the thing that I know you're going to do during the recording, we all have to take a shot. For instance, if we were playing right now, we'd have to take a shot because John actually showed up.
Okay, so you recorded an episode with one of our mutual friends, Jonathan Blackshire, for the Lamp Show, which I'm not even going to try to acronym because you'll correct me. It's LAMM.
It's a live class correction.
I refused to listen to that show for so long because I thought it was about lamps. Yeah.
So you
I was
did.
How exciting can lamps be?
Pretty exciting, I guess. Yeah, I guess. So you do the show with him, and you have some of your music that you've like released professionally. And I went to such great lengths to look up that band and then see who's in the band. Your name's not on any of that stuff.
Well, see, that the music from that was my old band. And that band has been defunct for a long time, so the website has lapsed.
Yeah.
So you can't look that shit up anymore. And when I have that music out on for download, you can get it on every download music site. But those sites don't allow you to put the band names in there. You have to actually just put the band website. Well, that website was let go a long time ago, so my identity is safe.
Nice. Sorry, I'm trying to tell.
Potentially until tomorrow.
It's just hilarious, like, the lengths I've taken to try to find your name, and it feels like you
say it, and you say it all the time. You especially are the one, everybody says it, everybody, but you especially are the one who brings it up all the time.
Say all the time, and it's
is
like.
Is it Jean-Claude Van Damme? Is that?
No.
We say racist a lot, and that can't be your name.
His name might be racist. Oh, here, let this guy through so he can look at things that are for sale.
Makes sense.
And I would like to go ahead and say that Juan Morrow is a vagina. How do you not show up? How do you not show up for your own podcast's 100th episode? I don't care how much time you've taken off work.
That we've known about for fucking months, too.
You know? I mean, jeez, Juan, come on. I mean, how do you say loser in Spanish?
El loser?
Loser-y.
Loser-y. I think that just means
pinche.
Yeah. Pinche? No, that's asshole. Yeah.
Oh, man. So.
I mean, that applies, too, for sure. Yeah.
So, dude. You should cut loose and go interview some people and
talk about TOTLB.
Especially these two guys. I'd love to hear their opinions outside of me talking to them. It's awesome because you're always off mic.
It all started for me with the worst interview ever.
So tell him
your origin story on the show.
I came on the show to talk about a comic I was writing and then never did anything with. And it was painful for Gabe and painful for me.
Okay, there's drinking game shot number one we're going to have to take. Tim Husky bitching about the fact that DC or Marvel have not called yet.
They're not.
I don't complain about that. I know they're not calling.
One of the greatest moments in the show. Marvel ain't calling, buddy.
And now we have to take a shot. So
I had to make the Colin Kaepernick meme about myself. Kaepernick.
Is that how you...
Kaepernick?
Yeah, it is. It is Colin Kaepernick, for sure.
Whatever.
It's kind of hard to... I know. Who do you shove it, whose face do you shove it in? Getting dirty. Getting dirty.
You always shove it in Gabe's face.
We're getting dirty already. Oh, there's kids around here, isn't there? I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, howdy.
So we'll have to do... We'll have to do a favorite, least favorite with you, too, for the Patreon page, because that's awesome. I cannot... Like, I'm still dumbfounded that you're here.
Yeah. Me too, man. I need some time away, and why the hell not, right? 100th episode recording, I was on the way. But how the hell is Juan not here? And, you know, if I'd known, I could have brought recording equipment, but I just did not want to take that shit through airport security. I swear it's not a bomb.
It's funny because he asked me, like, what do you want to take? And so I messaged John. I was like, you know, what do you think I should bring? He's like, just bring the mobile stuff, you know, wander around, talk to people and whatever. If I would have known, I mean, if I would have known you were going to be here, I would have brought four mics. Like,
so, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, I walked in, I dropped my phone on the table Gabe was sitting at, playing the John Still Clyde's Correction theme song, and it took him about 5 seconds to process what was happening.
I'm not stoned enough to know what's going on.
You know, what's really funny is when you walked in the store, I was like, who's that asshole in a cowboy hat?
Yep, knew that was going to happen.
Oh, man.
Knew that was going to happen.
Thought.
It's all right. It's what it's all about, man. All right, so let's see what we can do. Who else is here? What's up, big guy?
He's so excited.
John's walking by. John, just so you know, I brought the new TOTLB drinking game, and the first shot we have to take is because you're actually here for the recording.
Right. I don't
think that's funny. Hashtag. That's funny. All right, so let me ask you, like. How early into the show did you start listening to it? And, like, what's kind of your favorite thing that's happened over the last, like, few years?
Well, I think I immediately when you start getting Clyde's Corrections is when I started listening. We got hooked up through Corey Cottrell. Corey Cottrell I became friends with, and... he recommended your show because he's a networking superstar. And he was like, dude, these guys talk about comic books. And I was like, I want to talk about comic books. I love comic books. So I started listening to your show, and I just heard how much shit y'all got wrong. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
So I immediately presented you a Clyde's Correction, and you guys were you loved it. You were gracious enough to play it on the show.
Juan loved it.
I
heard the first one. That was probably the point in time when I wasn't really actively listening to the show that I was making.
And it seemed to catch on with the crowd a little bit because, you know, you have whole segments of people going, I don't want to be on Clyde's Correction.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's a little embarrassing. Like, you know, you get to a point where, you know, you're just talking, you know, and when I talk with my friends, I'm definitely one of those guys that presents facts as though they are true, whether they are true or not. And then I just roll with it because this is Trump's America. Why not?
That's how it works in America. Right.
Aren't facts always true, though?
Yeah. Facts have become subjective nowadays. So
subjective truth.
Haven't you listened to Kellyanne, or no, let's say it, Carrie Ann Conaway.
I try not to.
But. Do it. You know you want it.
Clyde's Correction number one. Yeah.
You know, but it's one of those things where I've learned through the kind of people that I've interacted with my whole life to just talk with full confidence all the time. And if I get it wrong, so be it. But then if I'm wrong, I feel so mortified, embarrassed, because I also grew up Catholic. You know? Yeah,
the guilt. You have become so much a master of the interview process. You, just from listening from the beginning of the show to where you are now, dude, it is smooth. It's seamless. You know how to get them talking. You know the right questions to ask. It is, you know, it is a beautiful thing. You have become a master of it.
That, I'm embarrassed for the other reason where I learned... early on in my childhood to never, ever, ever, you know, say thank you and just be like, oh, that's great. But no, I really appreciate that. Like, I think the biggest hurdle that I had to overcome when it came to interviewing was myself, because I'm super chatty. Like, I'm really talkative and I really, really want to get my piece out there. But when I'm interviewing somebody, it's about them, not me, which is really hard for me. So I've had to learn to just shut up and, like, listen to what they have to say. Like,
it's hard for me, too. Yeah, no, it is hard for me, too. It really but, boys, you know, it's great to be here. I am now a single man. I don't know if you, I just briefly related to these guys that Sugar Tits is no longer in the picture. Yeah, I mean, we don't want to talk bad about her online, but let's just say that she messed up and she messed up bad. So we're going to have to walk around and introduce me to your single lady friends, guys, while I'm in Colorado.
Well, this is my first single lady friend, Doyle.
Sad.
There's my other single lady friend, Tim. Yeah.
Hashtag fake news.
Awkward wave across the room. All right, so let's see. What else we got going on around here?
Okay, well, let's ask you the same question.
Yep. What question?
You basically answered. You came on and did an interview. That's the first time you listened, kind of watched.
I listened to almost the entire show before coming on, because I'd seen the little business card in John's rack and pulled out. John's like, "Oh, it's a little show I do."
He likes John's rack.
I love John's rack. So meaty, and I listened to like everything that was on iTunes, because I think at the time episodes like 1 through 3 weren't available.
Yeah, that sounds right. I know we had some issues with it at the beginning.
Several episodes in.
Just watching you go back and forth with the mic reminds me way too much of a porno. Like, literally.
What was that movie where they were making fun of porn? Was it Orgasmatron or something? He's like hitting her with the boom mic. And
Orgasmo, yeah. Stunt cock.
Uh-huh. I believe that would be John's wife then?
No, that's Megan. That's... Oh, my God.
Jeremy?
Justin? It's a J name.
Something with a J.
Why is it gone from my brain?
Oh, Lord.
He takes pictures and stuff.
John's wife. John's wife, I think, is behind the cash register.
Yeah, John's wife is somewhere.
All right, how about you?
She farts.
She farts? Nice.
Hashtag Carissa farts. Don't say it quiet though, so she doesn't hear you and come kick the shit out of you. So
I wonder if it's picking up any of this.
Yeah, it is.
You think so?
It's registering.
Well, that's good.
Are the numbers still counting?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
We've just been talking for nothing.
That's happened before.
Oh, I know. I've done it before.
A lot of times,
yeah. We hear that on the show. Yeah. Damn it, I thought I was recording.
So what's the first episode you remember listening to, Doyle? And what is kind of like your favorite episode memory?
I don't remember the first episode that I listened to, because I've listened to them all now, so it kind of gets
a blur.
It gets like jumbled together. I don't even know, man. Like, the favorite memory is just Jeremiah. It's the same thing every time.
Sorry, Stone Brain had.
She is the bullfrog's wife.
It's the same thing every week, just hanging out. It's like the same favorite thing, if that makes sense.
Just spending time with...
Yeah, it's just fun. Yeah, you just get to hang out with your friends. Racist,
you know, all of Doyle's favorite things. I immediately fell in love with the show because, you know, when I tuned in for comic books and then got the pleasure of talking about dildos and butt plugs and all that stuff inserted in there, it was like, this is the show for me.
Inserted.
Inserted. All, yeah. Vibrating butt plug.
It's shareable. Let's hear it.
Sappiness. So I've known Gabe for a long time. I'd say, I don't know how long.
It's got to be close to 20 years.
A long time.
I was definitely in my 20s when we met.
Not that I'm like super put together, but there's been times when Gabe has not been super put together.
Correct.
And a lot of like random shit going through. So to come back to Greeley and to find you like settled... And doing so, I mean, it's stupid, it's a podcast, but you just seemed happy, you're doing something you liked. That's why I initially started financially supporting the show through Patreon. Because I haven't even listened to the show yet, I didn't care. But I was just, so then I was, as coming on to the show, to see that, like, the rest of your life was also put together, not just that you were doing a podcast.
Right.
I don't know, that was a pretty good feeling for me.
That was so heartfelt, even I can't make a gay joke here.
Oh, like that makes me feel happy because that's how I feel in my life right now, which is not normal for most of my life.
Happy? What's happy?
You know, Doyle, like I said, Doyle's knew me through my whole first marriage and like all that chaos and moving to Denver and moving around all over the place.
Living
and
in my basement.
Living in your basement. Forgetting all my Clive Barker books when I got kicked out of your basement.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Yeah.
It was not my choice.
We definitely were just talking about that guy. He's, I won't say his name. That'd be mean. Not that he ever listens to this, but yeah. That guy was crazier, I think, in the past. I wonder if you would have a similar feeling if you reached out to him like we were talking about.
I wonder. That's true. Nobody knows what we're talking about, but that's all right.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, whatever.
All I heard was reaching out and touching each other and similar feelings.
Thanks for bringing it back on track.
Yeah.
It's happened before.
Similar feelings and, you know, as long as it's, you know, in the basement, you know, nobody knows. So it's good.
Yeah. So, first time recording in John's new space. I want to hear, what do you think of it,
much
Tim?
Larger.
I think it's big. I like John's new space is very big.
I usually don't have this much rain.
It's usually just so
Yeah. So anyway, let's push pause for a minute. I'm going to go grab a drink up front. Anybody want one? Let's go get it. Boys, we'll be back in just a minute. This is
Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Martin Luther started white. Because, and then Martin Luther King. Yeah.
He reversed Michael Jackson. He was a white kid.
Did 44 Theses and then he turned black.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was
his greatest hit.
Sorry.
That was awesome. That was his greatest hit.
Unrelenting savagery.
Oh, man. Wait, so what was I going to ask about?
I don't know.
I had something going that
you
went
were
away.
Going in reverse or forward. And I don't know.
No, you're going to say something.
We were talking about what would be the meme of the show.
Oh, okay. So there's been a bunch of memes. That, like, the reoccurring jokes on the show, what are some of your favorite reoccurring jokes?
I have a feeling we're going to drink here in a second.
Well, it's low-hanging fruit. The butt plug thing never gets old.
That doesn't get old. Neither does shitting in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, one of
new. I don't think we have a lot of unless they're deep.
I gotta say, the old ones that still make me laugh. Our hashtag, that's funny.
Yeah.
And
that is funny.
And you've got to admit, the long-lasting tenacity of Carissa Farts.
Yes.
And every time it comes up...
It's outlasted John.
So mad.
She gets so mad. It came up yesterday.
Yeah.
Somebody said
and
it yesterday.
Like, and they were whispering their asses yesterday. Off in the Hall of Justice. Like, Carissa Farts.
I told her to her face later at the cash register, though. She thought it was funny.
She's all, I was fucking pregnant. You try to hold a fart in when you're pregnant. I was like, I don't try to hold a fart in.
Yeah.
I'm a human being.
I just let it rip.
When will then be now is good.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
Spaceballs. How about you?
I don't
listen to the show.
One's like, I don't listen to the show. I just talk on the show.
All my favorite ones are part of the drinking game here, so, you know.
I mean, the Shaq's dick thing, the shitting in the bag happens a lot. I talk about Michael Jackson a lot. Juan calls me a racist 3 to 4 times an episode.
How about you? You have butt plug enthusiasts.
Run the...
What about
Discount Karate?
Discount Karate. Really it's very new, but the nobody gives a shit about Baltimore from Juan.
It's not that new. It's true. It's decent.
Discount Karate was funny.
Discount Karate was so really, funny. Really good.
Oh, man. Every time John gets on the show, it's just funny. It's hilarious.
Marvel's Not Calling. That's
Marvel's Not Calling.
Oh, that was funny because of where it came from.
Thank you. I'm O'Halloran.
Laugh at his pain.
He's got something that he's waiting for us to say.
I can't say mine because they're all right here. If I say it, it gives away the game.
Doyle said he thought that episode was going to be bad with Brian O'Halloran.
Well, because it literally starts with like you setting up, and it doesn't sound like it's going to be funny. Because
right.
You're just like talking randomly, and he's not doing it. I was just like, oh, this album's going to suck. Because I thought he was going to be, oh, sorry, I thought he was going to be really guarded from the beginning of the episode.
Right, because when he sits down,
then he's
down
really
to talk,
not guarded.
Like, no, he cuts off like straight into racism town.
Yeah. He never called him a racist either. I felt offended.
He's a celebrity. You're not. Sorry,
John. I can say that this is still my ringtone, if this counts as part of the as part of the memes here. Let me
wait for it.
Oh, he was telling us that he made that his ringtone after we watched Critters. Okay, so let's do that a little bit. The pop culture classic, that's kind of like a new-ish addition to the show. I think we started doing it like a year and a half ago or something like that.
Something like that.
Which is crazy.
It's been around for a while.
Which is crazy that like after a year and a half you can say that's like one of the newer things still. But
that's what I'm saying. There's not a lot of we've evolved a lot. I mean I still feel like we were funny earlier on, but it was more get to the news and kind of talk about it a little bit and kind of move on.
It was a little more structured.
So, yeah.
But when it's a natural
we cut off Gabe when he's like reading at the end.
Oh, that's fun.
That's always fun.
Yeah, it's
I
funny.
I cut him off at the beginning.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
Where and when?
All right, I guess that counts as Tim's last thing. Let's drink when he kills it with a perverted joke, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, is that really a thing for me? Oh, okay.
That doesn't matter. You know his name already.
Yeah. Courtesy of Sparky.
I need more real coffee, and I need to order some food, maybe.
It's more real coffee.
Let's you get home, Alicia's like, what the fuck were you doing?
Is the Appalachian hitting you, brother?
Recording the podcast. What the fuck are you doing?
Is Tom raising babies? Is that what you do?
Be a responsible parent. Fuck you.
Wow.
That's
I'm going to play that to her.
No, that's me.
No,
pretending
no,
that I'm you.
No.
That's you.
That's you. You said it.
Yeah. This is what Gabe thinks of you.
Yeah. That's exactly what it's
make a song out of it. Make it that's the new song.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
Fucking parent.
Be a fucking responsible fucking parent. What have been some of your favorite pop culture classics? I'm not going to make you go in order.
A deep breath while everybody collects their thoughts.
I'm sad I wasn't here for the Blazing Saddles one. That's a great one.
Oh, God, that movie's good.
There was only a few that I didn't like. I was only maybe two or three, and I can't even remember them now.
I do. You hated The Interview.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I was not
that
a
was
fan
weird.
Of that movie.
I didn't like that one either.
I still am. Yeah. You not liking it shocks me.
Maybe I wasn't stoned.
I think
I watched it sober. That was probably the problem.
That's the wrong way to watch that movie. I think one of my favorite pop culture one of my favorite pop culture classics definitely was rewatching The Last Dragon because I had not seen that movie in such a long time.
Yeah.
And it. I mean, it That's fires on watch. All fucking cylinders.
I know, because when I quoted it at the beginning of the episode, you didn't know what the fuck was going on. Yeah.
I didn't watch that one.
You should.
You've never watched The Last Dragon?
No.
Dude, you should. It's good.
Oh,
it's really good.
Oh, my God.
It's
when you got that glow.
Cringy in some parts. Like when she's doing her dance. Her performance at the beginning.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
Bruce,
like, as you're watching it, you're like, this is unbelievably amazing.
The movie theater, too. See, it's like, can we get the shittiest looking hermaphrodite shemale available, please?
Oh, dude, the drag queen that's that guy's girlfriend.
Yeah, like, I was like,
King Shownuff's ass. It's like, that's a weird casting choice.
Not the face, baby.
Not the face, baby.
Oh, you mean Shownuff's girlfriend?
No.
The guy that goes to fight Shownuff in the movie theater. The
Chinese first
guy
that stands up.
His girlfriend's a
No. Clyde's wrong.
Have you been waiting the whole show to do that?
Just waiting for me to drink.
That's a new drinking.
I was asked to
take a drink. Take a drink. Juan's corrections.
How dare you ask a question?
I know, right, God. I came to this is my just desserts.
This is how he runs people off the show. He asks a question and he just jumps in there fucking annihilates.
I deserve every minute of it. That's the best part.
Every moment of that fucking scene makes no sense in the movie theater.
The movie theater.
The tough guys are wearing like crop top pink shirts.
Yeah.
And they're fat. Like, I mean, I'm fat too, but I would. What?
Like, the 70s were a different.
Get him. Yeah. Bruce Leroy just walks over Bruce people to get out. Like, what the fuck?
We can't let Juan watch that because he's going to hate it. And then we're going to hate him for hating it because he didn't grow up on it. He doesn't get the nostalgia.
But I don't think that movie needs nostalgia. It's just so
it's
bizarre
bad.
And crappy at the same time that it's hilarious and amazing.
I can't remember. Did you like or not like Big Trouble in Little China?
No, I like that movie.
Well, then he'll probably like
Big Trouble in Little China is a little bit of a more solid movie, even though I just love them both.
How about what are some of your favorite pop culture classics?
I probably have to go with Manhunter.
Oh, that was surprisingly good.
Because I remember really liking that film. We were stoned. Yeah, we watched that. That was good.
I said Manhunter for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually a really cool interview.
It was. That guy was awesome.
Fucking was Over the Top.
Oh, yes,
because the conversation
arm wrestling in that
because the conversation for that movie was so much better than the movie. Like, it was like a 2-hour session.
All the memories came back.
That's right, dude.
All the memories.
Everyone like just that, being like, "Fuck you, Doyle, for picking this."
That show should have been Convoy 2. You know,
I think that's the thing is we might dislike a movie, but then we get to talking about it and we're like, "Fuck, we kind." Kind of enjoyed that then. You know,
you didn't enjoy the movie. You enjoyed talking about it.
I will never forgive you for making us watch an arm wrestling movie that has so little arm wrestling in it. Like,
it's not about the arm
wrestling.
Watch
out, man! When he turns that hat backwards, woo.
It's about the love a father has between his son
and his truck
And a truck that he wants to win arm wrestling for some reason.
It's like the whole movie is.
What if some dude's like really into arm wrestling? He's like, I don't really give a shit about trucking. Right.
It's like the whole movie was one big Bruce Springsteen song. You know, it's all
it was. Just looking into this
that scene. Movie was fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Which one?
Over the top.
Fucking one. Oh, over the top. We're talking
and
about.
Over the top's not terrible.
Bullshit. I think we all agree to disagree.
It lives in a middle ground of like.
I think we gave it a thumbs middle.
I
don't know.
Like
I can't hate on it.
Gave that one
I can't hate on it. I've watched it since then. When I need a little bit of just like. See someone working out in ways that would never form muscles, like fake push-ups up against the... You could do a billion of those up against the truck and never get any muscle from it. There's no real incline.
Because you're just leaning against the truck.
His little arm wrestling contraption that he has built.
Hilarious.
In his truck, isn't it?
Yeah. I love the message, too. Just believe you can beat someone. That doesn't work.
No.
Just look at every team that's faced the Patriots in the Super Bowl for the last decade or something.
That was definitely the quintessential 80s movie. I mean, come on.
I don't know, man. Wait.
Except for Carrie? Is that what you said?
No.
I thought you said
something. I don't think anything.
I don't know. I feel like the Brat Pack movies are a little more... Like Breakfast Club and
16 Candles, Pretty in Pink.
Yeah.
Breakfast Club?
The Breakfast Club?
Breakfast.
That's why we did this morning without you.
Breakfast. I know.
I sent you a text. Stop being a bitch about it.
I had to set up.
You didn't have to set up.
Yes,
you could have just
did.
Hit us.
I feel like them arguing on mic.
Yeah, it's like a kind
trained.
Of a meme. Yeah.
Well, actually, technically, that is true. One of my everyone rules is anytime someone blames Juan. So.
That counts.
I ate pie.
That's something you can eat.
Yeah, it's not enough.
I'm very surprised that my everyone rule. I know rule one hasn't been done because you won't say my name now that you know what it is.
Oh yeah.
But three is. I'm very surprised. Nobody has said this one yet, and it's just it's just.
Will you share all of them at the end, whether we hit them or not? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what my fourth one could possibly be.
I know. I've been trying to think of it.
I've been trying to do ridiculous shit the whole episode to get there, and I can't.
That moment of radio silence brought to you by one selfie.
Selfie.
That would have been cool if he'd actually said anything, because that would have been his fourth one. That's all right.
I don't know what that means.
It means you're supposed to take a picture while everybody's talking and stuff.
Sort of.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's usually how we get some really terrible pictures of me and
Gabe. So back to favorite pop culture classics. I don't know. Let's think about this. I really...
Multiple levels.
Yeah.
Because there are movies like Manhunter is really good.
Manhunter.
Yeah.
Like, it was really good to watch.
Who chose Manhunter? That was the other guy.
Jason.
That I never remember his name.
He chooses good movies.
Whatever. Good movies. I chose Three Amigos.
This is true. But that's really to my point.
And Aliens.
Manhunter is like a really good
y'all
movie.
Y'all really never talked about Three Amigos that much on that show.
Did we not?
You really didn't.
Yeah, we spent like maybe 15 minutes on the
movie. I was really hoping for y'all to talk about Three Amigos.
I love that movie. Yeah. I can't.
Nothing like branded racism.
Oh, fuck yeah, you picked Aliens. Good call. That was a good movie.
I also picked From Hell, which just, I put a book next to it and everybody's like, can't do it. Reading.
Okay, so let's talk about least favorite pop culture classic.
The one that didn't happen.
From Hell never happened. Yeah. You didn't like The Interview. No, I'm not a huge fan of The Gods Must Be Crazy. Like,
it was
I don't
hard.
Think anyone except Juan was a fan.
Which
of
is
Gods
fine though, because that's like
there were parts of it that were funny. But it was hard to watch overall.
The movie's not that funny.
Yeah. I'm maybe partial because I was a part of it. But Critters, where all the rednecks for some reason were up in God Ohio. Hell.
Ohio rednecks for some reason. How about you? What are some of your least favorite one?
I don't remember. The Interview I didn't really like.
You weren't really a
Juan
fan of
Juan doesn't
Big
like
Lebowski.
Any of them.
I liked the Big Lebowski.
There's something else you weren't
you
super
thought
cool
that
about.
I wasn't going to like it, but I
that's
like
true.
It.
We assumed you weren't going to like it.
I don't know. I mean,
oh, where's Juan, the money, Lebowski?
Juan giving Gabe shit about never being caught up with any TV show is definitely something
that happens
every fucking episode. Although, you never give him shit about not being caught up with comic books because we can't discuss current comics either.
I know.
No, you
because
should.
It doesn't matter to me. Yeah. It matters to him that I watch everything that he watches like we're some sort of couple.
Yes.
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 The new Walking Dead's real good. You should watch
it. Oh, it was really good.
I've heard.
So is Letterkenny.
Letterkenny, I can get behind keeping up on that show.
Dude, the whole argument on Letterkenny about steaks had me at hello.
The salt and pepper?
S&P.
S&P's the one for me, bud.
I love that show.
That was hilarious. You said that to me, didn't you, Husky?
Yeah, I think so.
It's fucking awesome.
Oh. So that's something that I like a lot about this show, is because we all watch different things, read different things, discover new things, because we're always all talking to each other. For me, Letterkenny, getting Letterkenny from Tim was really like a cool deal. Doyle has never turned me on to anything that's enjoyable.
Oh, yes, he has.
He's turned me on, but
just dick.
Just dicks and racism. But no,
my palate's too refined for Gabe.
Yeah, correct.
It's a little over the top.
Hey, that joke. I was going to say that joke.
Buddy.
Too fast for you.
I know, right? So what are some things
he is
that
a fucking ninja.
You never would have heard of without the show?
I can say a few things. You've turned me on to quite a bit, actually.
Mostly gay porn.
Well, yeah, gay porn. Gay porn. There's certain comic books I'm reading now because you guys have mentioned it. I'd never listened to Hollywood Babylon before you guys talked about it.
That's one of the inspirations for this show. Yeah.
I actually got on Hollywood Babylon the other day.
That's bullshit.
He read my letter.
Do you know which letter it was now?
No, because I'm not caught up on it because I'm training on a new machine. So I
oh, you're not caught up?
Shows. Yeah.
I think it was the...
At this point, it's like, what, three or four episodes
Three or four ago.
That's... Yeah. I should be pretty
I'm
close
probably
to,
like 15 behind right now.
Well, you listen to podcasts weird, too. Yeah. You let like 20 of them build up and then just listen to them all at once.
I listen to them in the car. I don't.
I got addicted to Tannis because of you.
Fuck, Tannis, yeah, that show is awesome.
All those Black Tapes, Rabbits. I really enjoyed Rabbits. You guys are kind
of
like...
I'm not a big fan of Rabbits, but I do Rabbits. Like last movie quite a bit.
For me, it was that cult show. That
I liked Rabbits because it had an ending. And, well, I mean, sort of. I mean, they could still easily go off from it, but it was like, but I mean, I liked them all. Tannis, of course, is the best. And if they would ever do anything with last movie, that one's got a lot of potential.
Right.
But yeah, that whole thing you guys turned me on to.
That cult show from Parcast, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a good show.
I don't know if you got if you heard it in the background of, remember the one I sent you where Jonathan from the Lamp Show snuck into our compound?
Yes.
I don't know if you caught it, but in the background we were chanting the shit from Tannis.
I know. I didn't catch that. I thought that was pretty awesome.
I just caught the shit about Namor. I was like, oh, you son of a bitch.
I almost brought Walmart has these new boxer briefs that are Aquaman boxer briefs. I was like, I almost got that for John and brought it up.
Anything you've discovered because of the show? Doyle, I should say, into the mic so that my gesture.
Probably just different comics.
I definitely learn about different comics because we all read different stuff.
We're on the similar genres.
I'm the same. I mean, it's for especially when we have John on, I like to have him talk about things that are coming out new that might interest me. But for the most part, movies and TV shows, aside from when they've come out and I just haven't had time, and you guys are like, oh, watch this. You know, that's.
Yeah.
But nothing super, super new. But
I know, like, right now, I have Gideon expanding. Falls and Oblivion Song in my poll specifically because of John.
Yeah.
And like when I got to it and read it, man, they were both amazing. Like John knows my taste in comic books, and that's really cool to me. He knows me.
He knows me.
He touches me. I love that picture.
I think John just puts things in my pool. I was like, I probably got that.
He puts things in my pool, but I think he does it because he's like, I think Juan will like this. And I've never been like, this is fucking shitty. Take it out. So I like that about him. It's
I don't even know that he does. I just don't. I don't know what my pool actually consists of anymore.
I know he does to me, which is like, fine.
There are comics in there. I read them.
How do you know Doyle has no kids? Man was walking out of John's comic book shop yesterday. I was like, God damn, how much was that? $700. What?
Yeah.
How do you... I don't have that. What?
I know. I'm like counting down the days till my children move out. I can like spend that much on comic books.
I've got a huge raise because my oldest went to college on a full scholarship.
Yeah.
That's a huge raise right there. When you don't, nice. When one's out and now, God, still goes. All right. So are we doing a pop culture classic today?
We are not.
We're holding back.
We're going to hold back because we were supposed to. So we'll talk about. We were supposed to watch Memento for this episode.
Nobody did.
We're going to watch it next episode.
Well, I was told that not to. I was like, hey, are we watching Memento? And I was told not to.
Yeah. Specifically because like.
I actually did watch it because of something.
That was a damn good movie. Damn good movie.
But we were pretty high/drunk last night.
/
watching wrestling.
I was just mad.
Why?
Just for the way I felt. Like, I got home, I ate a little bit, I went to sleep, and I woke up in that... You have those sleeps where you, like, blink, and then it's time to wake up?
Yes.
And I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? And then I went outside, and my whole blazer was a sheet of ice. And I was, like, pouring mason jars of hot water on my door so I could open it. Like, why won't you let me in?
So let's talk about that a little bit. We got John Clyde... Beauregard, still the third here.
He's the white.
The white. He's seen snow and stuff like that, but it's not typical. So the one.
Yellow snow?
Oh, so it's going to be like 65 degrees when we go out there today.
So when he gets here. We're in the middle of, like, this bizarre fucking ice storm, which we typically don't have, though.
Yeah, that's not normal.
And then it's also snowing, and he's like, what the shit is all this cold stuff? That's my Clyde impression.
I love it when you do me.
I know. Awesome. I love it when I do you.
I love watching him do you.
I seriously have Gabe's daughter believing that I have no idea what the white stuff coming from the sky
coming
is actually called.
Nose.
Yeah, really.
Onto his face.
I don't like cocaine. I don't like cocaine.
Yeah.
No, that's right. I don't like cocaine. I just like the smell of it. But seriously, right now. Where I'm from, it's 70 degrees, and it will be dropped. It has dropped down a few times to like in the 40s, But yeah, this shit sucks. I got in the car with Husky from the airport. And I'm like, what are we gonna do? Let's go do stuff. Is Red Rocks open? Let's go to Red Rocks. I've never been to Red Rocks. He's like, it's a fucking ice storm, dude.
He was like, is there anything playing at Red Rocks? I was like, maybe, but I don't want to fucking go.
Honestly, this is just
5 degrees yeah. out, man.
It's just like, an extenuation of where I work.
Where is that?
In a freezer.
At where?
Killing cows and selling their bodies.
All right, that's masses. A drink, everybody.
Oh, was that my last one?
Yep.
I can't killing no cows.
What, I gotta eat.
Do you have regular coffee?
No.
We'll eat before we leave.
Cheers. Doyle talking about meat packing.
Yeah. That's all I do. Day and night.
How much what?
Actually, I don't ever pack any of it. I just ship it.
He only packs that meat when he gets home.
Is that what you're looking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Into my pajamas. Go to sleep.
Into your pajamas.
It's really not that sexy.
So. So we've talked a lot about the past. We've talked about like the last 100 episodes and like just kind of the things that we've liked about the show. We haven't really talked about stuff we dislike about the show, but I don't have many complaints.
Oh, I know that there's one thing you all say you hate all the time.
One.
And one more.
What just being early.
What?
Is it just that it's early?
No, there's one more thing y'all say you hate all the time.
Donald Trump's.
Donald Trump.
No, well, that too. But it's Doyle. You always hate Doyle.
Yeah, we do hate Doyle. It's is true. That a drink?
It is a drink. Cheers.
But I don't hate me.
You turned into the fuck. What was that guy? Fuck what? What was his name?
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Who was that guy?
Oh, Nate.
Yeah, you're the new Nate.
Nobody can take Nate's place.
Fuck that guy. For real, fuck that guy. He owes me $40.
Uh-oh. Oh, fuck that guy.
Yeah, money for... What's that? Like DCBS, where you order the comics, you get them like a couple weeks late, but they're like 30-40% off or something like that. They come in the mail.
I'm not sure.
So it's like discount comic book service.
Discount karate?
Yeah, discount karate. You pay like... You have to pull like $30 or $40 worth of books, but they're like 30% off, but you get them like a couple weeks late. Like, you don't get them the day they come out, but they also have like a trade paperback side. And so the trades are like, you know, 30 to 40% off. And he had the service, so I gave him the money for the Minara Library Volume 2 because it's kind of hard to find. I don't really feel like paying $60 for a book.
Sure.
And it was like $40, and he ordered it, and it just turned into this, it's never coming.
Yeah.
So it was really annoying.
It's coming. It's coming.
And then
it's
I don't coming. Work there anymore, so yeah. Now I don't talk Washington. To him, and so he has my $40.
Right, never getting that back.
I guarantee I'm never getting that back.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy. So, we've talked about the past. Let's talk about the future.
Oh, shit.
Future.
Oh, there's another great meme.
After hours.
That was so good.
How long until Juan starts selling flying cars?
At least electric self-driving cars first before flying.
Long until
cars.
Boyle. Ah. Doyle's a tofu butcher.
Yeah.
There's a guy that cuts the assholes out of the tofu with a little chainsaw.
It's a good job. You're gonna.
It's a good job.
It's a good job. You're gonna like it.
Get a bong hole cutter. It's the stupidest name for a job ever.
So,
bong hole cutter.
What
is that? Literally a title?
That's what it's called.
Wow.
It's a good job. You're gonna like it.
What's up?
All the jobs there in the slaughter are ridiculous. Knocker, head hanger, like ridiculous job titles.
It's pretty gross.
Bung hole cutter.
I like knockers.
Yeah.
I bet you don't like that kind of
the one
knocker.
Where you put the thing against the cow head.
Against their head.
Yeah. The halal killer. Yeah.
He has to say a prayer, right?
That sounds like a terrorist.
Looks like a terrorist.
Maybe a terrorist. You never know.
Oh God.
There we go.
What is it? He has to pray over the cow before he can kill it?
It's different now. I actually don't know how they do it now. But they used to do like the whole get up like the guy and like formal garment, the prayers, I think they might have it recorded now. I don't know exactly how they do it. I never go to that side.
Technology.
Play a video for the cow real quick of that guy doing the prayer.
Doing a little blessing.
Dancing in front of the cow.
That'd be really creepy. if like the cow comes into a chute, there's a TV with like a dude saying like a blessing, then they kill the cow, the next cow comes up, TV just repeats the video.
I'm not going to stop eating them, but I will say, it's a little creepy when you look into the eyes of the one behind the one being killed, because he knows something's not right. Not no, smart enough to know exactly what's going on. He's just like, never seen my buddy fly like that by the back of his hooves. Why you cut him in half? What's that thing against my forehead?
Moo.
Yeah. What was that movie ridiculous. Where the guy had one of those walk around killing people?
No Country for Old Men.
Yeah. That's a slow movie. Good movie, but slow as that's fuck.
That guy's books are some of my favorite books, too.
Book is better. Well, book's always better, though.
Yeah. That's my daughter has a shirt that literally says yeah. that. Just says the book was better.
Oh, yeah.
So, what do you think the future holds?
You guys, I would say,
yeah. Tits.
Yeah. I would say a female cast member.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
That would be weird.
Anyone we would want on the show doesn't want to be on the show, though.
Like who, though?
Shoot lower than Pamela Anderson.
Like,
that's
pretty low. Mel comes on the show, yeah. but she's like, she's more annoyed by it sometimes. Yeah.
Mel is fucking hilarious, though. Mel is...
Mel is tolerating probably have show. A lot of cool shit to say, but she fucking hates...
She hates us.
She hates us, I think. Josh, Jeremy, his girlfriend, Megan wife.
Megan probably...
Oh, she actually likes being on the show. Oh, yeah. I don't think she'd commit to...
She read our... She was long. Reading our high...
I have no standard to it, but...
That was good.
That one, dude, I was...
You were like, man, owning a flag must be stressful. What?
What?
I can't tell you how long I looked at that flagpole just considering it before I sent that message. I was like, damn.
You gotta put it up yeah, and take it down.
Like, what if a tragedy happens and your asshole flying your flag full mast?
It's amazing to me that as soon as I started thinking about it, I'm enough of a stoner that I'm like,
Yeah.
It's a lot of responsibility.
It's a lot of work. I'm just going to macrame my ass to the couch.
I don't know what the fuck these guys are talking about.
Female cast member, what do you think?
I have nothing against it. I just like... Just,
No. What do you think the future holds? Not the female cast
member. I'm like, it's probably just boobs. I don't know.
She identify as female.
Like singular things or for the show? Whatever.
What do you think the future could hold for us?
I think just branching off slightly into different topics, possibly. The, We're going to run out of shit to say about The Walking Dead eventually. What? They're zombies. They are talking now. Spoiler alert.
What?
Is that real?
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Spoiler alert.
Is it The Whisperers, though?
Just wait.
Don't know. I actually don't know. But the Seance episode's in the future, I hope.
Oh,
I fucking hope.
I'm so excited for the idea of this.
We're so much like TESD, except for we talk like comic books and shit, because they talk about other shit.
One of us.
They have those weird little episodes that I'd love to start having, and I think the Seance episode is going to be fucking amazing.
I'm just saying.
I am going to swim race John. He's not going to know when it's coming, though. It's going to be one day when he's working out in the pool. Him. I'm just going to show up.
Down, Solo's going to walk by, push him in the pool, and then die. Man.
Swim, bitch!
It's on, motherfucker!
I'm wearing fucking flippers and shit.
Oh, what was that neck move?
I don't know, that's my swim move.
That was kind of the...
Awesome.
How about you, Juan? What do you think the future holds?
Honestly, I think just bigger interviews. We've already. I don't know if you've seen the
bigger.
I don't know if you've seen the post that I tagged you in on the in the.
I thought interviews were the biggest.
I don't know if you saw the post I tagged you in the San Diego Comic-Con press group. So apparently we're like good for next year for San Diego Comic-Con. So I hope that continues to be a thing.
I've got one.
I just want to keep getting bigger.
Go ahead, you're good.
Without compromising who we are. That's one thing I'd
like to see you guys do more cons.
Right.
Like if that was if we had the ability to like get you guys around to different shows.
We just the time life. And cost.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I would like to have, oh good.
I was gonna say if by chance Trump gets reelected. The future will hold a relocation. It'll hold a relocation for you. For you,
that's me knocking on wood.
Now live from Mexico.
Wow,
he wants to kick us out of.
Wow, I know
our country.
No, I didn't say I was.
So the I would like to do more live events at night with possibly drinking, hanging out with fans and all
other
that.
Fans. Yeah.
Like the live from the crest, that was badass.
Like, I mean, like one every quarter or something would be a lot of fun to do, like one every 3 months.
I would not recommend doing it again while there's a band playing in the background. That sucked.
Yeah.
It's hard.
The random spots we do are a lot of fun. Like at the beer release party for Denver or the Action 1000.
That's what he was talking about.
Yeah, the band playing sucked. The problem is, it was super fun.
I can't control that, but we can get as much of that out as possible. It usually turns out pretty decent.
Like the episode at the crest was a lot of fun because they had like the whole fucking crowd there.
The issue is the money again.
The it's Action 1K.
I think you can do them without money though. There are places that like bars and stuff that'll let you do it.
The after party episode of Frankie's.
It's just getting fucked up or something.
That was fun.
That was amazing.
That was a lot of fun.
Like all the one-off shows are like just always a lot of fun. Even if the quality isn't necessarily the best, they're fun to do for sure.
I think for the future, like I would like to see us do more out fan interaction stuff. I love that. I love doing the conventions, and I'm really excited to do San Diego a second time now that I know what I'm getting into and kind of know what I need to do and how to set up my day in such a way that I'm not just fucking murdering myself for the whole week.
It sounds like Tim, I've kind of rearranged my schedule, because I don't know if that'll be a vacation for us anymore. Because we might start doing stuff with friends later in the year every year, but we'll see. So I might actually be there for the whole thing, which would be fucking weird.
Unbelievably awesome, because we could go two
and
places.
And you hosting the panel is really good, too.
I love doing that, too.
That was really good.
And that's a Denver Comic Con thing.
I think that might happen
going
in the springs, too.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I don't want to say anything about that, but I think we'll continue. Denver Comic Con will be another big thing.
Dylan's just making random sound effects
every
the whole conversation.
You'll hear him later.
I think, yeah, for me, doing more interviews, talking to different people, like, I like the direction our show has taken slowly over the last 4 years, where it's gone from just kind of ragtag, over-organized to, I mean, a cast of characters. Like, there's tons of people that come on the show enough and are entertaining enough.
We gotta get some of those people back. The episode with Steve was pretty awesome. Steve never wants to come on the show, though. There are a few people. You know who we need on the show? Unbrockable.
Oh, yeah, Bobby would be pretty hilarious. Except for Bobby, like, is the opposite of us politically.
It was still funny. I don't care.
I feel like Bobby would get really upset.
Oh, I don't know.
Man, that guy knows a fuckload about comic books, too. Nate Ellis, whenever he's on the show, is really
he's
cool.
Good.
Nate's
I like
good.
Not fuck that guy.
No, not fuck that guy. Nate Ellis owns every issue of Fantastic Four. He knows literally fucking everything.
Catching
about
up
comics.
To you. Catching up to you.
I don't even know if he still listens to the show.
Probably not.
I just don't ever want to compromise who we are, and that's the thing. I don't want to.
I don't even know what that means.
I want to grow naturally. I don't want to.
I
want to
totally
change.
This
what
is
we're
why
doing.
We use code names so we can be who the fuck we want to be without having to be afraid of people or any backlash.
I totally want to like backlash. Newscast fight the what is that the Y2 podcast or whatever guys
Z2.
Like, I don't even know your name yourself.
Zach.
Important to me.
Zach, and Steven.
That's rough.
They listen to this show, man.
I'm totally kidding.
Like us.
I'm totally kidding.
We like them. I don't think anybody hates them.
I like them as people.
We just like fucking giving them shit.
I just think an Anchorman-style fight
so
would be hilarious.
That's worse.
That's why do you think I said it?
It's like worse than the, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. You're like, I like them.
On a personal level, I enjoy them.
I just need those fuckers to give Steven the credit that he is due. That's all I'm asking for.
That it needs to be Z2S.
Z2S.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yes. Steven is just the left out little bitch on the side.
I was going to say something awful and I kept it all.
He's not a little bitch.
We've dominated him in every head-to-head competition we've ever had, we've won with him. So
right. Mostly because I just yell until we win.
Yeah.
They don't have. So here, they're.
I'll bring
they're
the trident.
Guys. You
Let's
listen to
do
the
this.
Show. They're nice guys. They're teachers and, like, you know, educators and kind human beings.
That is
so when we play a competitive game, I'm like, no, fuck you. I won that. Yeah. And they're like, okay. I don't think they'd be good at teaching high school kids.
I don't know. One of the Z's is getting pretty big.
He is getting pretty.
Brown Zach.
Brown Zach.
Yeah, Brown Zach, White Zach, White Steve.
It'll be an interesting fight. Why until I kill him with a trident.
With the bunghole cutter.
With the bunghole cutter.
It's a, that's a vicious knife. You don't want to go through that, Zach. First you stick your arm in a bunghole.
Do they really?
Hey, you stick it in, you grab, you pull out, and then you cut around the rim. Whoop.
And
it's like a tube.
A job gets
that sounds like a Saturday
worse.
Night for me.
Oh, your Saturday nights sound awful.
I made a post about it. I was like, if you ever think your job sucks, Doyle told me about this shit this weekend.
All your friends went sideways on you.
Yeah.
My dad had a part-time job after high school as a turkey jerker. Literally collecting the semen from the turkeys. He said that when he pulled up and honked his horn, those turkeys came running.
Oh, my God.
Sounds awful.
Yeah.
We have had a myriad of shitty jobs between us and our friends and family, I'm sure.
What's the shittiest?
No, that's a good question.
I haven't had very many shitty jobs.
What's the worst job?
Car salesman.
What was your least favorite job?
What was your least favorite job?
No way. Car salesman has been the easiest fucking job I've done. I don't know. I used to work at Sears. I used to work at a female clothing store in the mall. That was pretty cool.
Let me help you try that out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks good. That bra looks good.
I was a cashier at a full-figured women's clothing store.
I remember that.
That was a terrible job.
You got yelled at a lot at that place.
I did. I also got a lot of numbers. A lot of big bitches love the D. In multiple ways.
I worked at the hospital for 6 years. I mean, I haven't really had very many jobs.
How many people died?
A lot. All kinds.
So the job was okay. He sucked at it.
Nobody trained me on this.
We'll find out on the seance episode.
Yeah.
No, wait. You killed my ass.
That'll just be cows.
It's just cows.
It's like the thing won't stop going to MO. I don't understand what's happening. Somebody's mom? No, that's Doyle's cows.
Cows and Bill Paxton.
He's riding in on a cow.
He's like, they got sharp sticks.
Probably worst, like, I had to clean gut troughs at a slaughterhouse once.
That's pretty bad.
Whoa. Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's probably the worst job I've ever had. You know, honestly, the worst job that I ever had for me is I worked at State Farm, the insurance company, and I'm real bad at sitting at a desk, doing something at a desk.
When I worked at StarTech, I wanted to blow my fucking brains out every day.
Every day at 3 o'clock, I would literally just fall asleep because it was so fucking boring. Like, I can't take it. That was probably the worst job besides gut trough.
I was a bond broker for 2 years. I got my Series 7. Which was a 4-hour test. I got my Series 3 for futures options, and of course my 63 for local. Long story short, I worked that shit for 2 years, having to watch Market Watch, Money Talk, be at the desk at 6 a.m., not get off the desk till 6 p.m., and just wanted to put a gun in my mouth and just blow my brains out after 2 years. I had to quit. I had to leave. I had to walk away because I just hated that shit. That was not me.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
I can't imagine doing that.
What about you? What's the worst job you had, man?
StarTech's up there.
Yeah.
There are parts of my job that have – my current position at my job is not bad. Getting to that position, there were days I wanted to blow my fucking brains. I wanted to, like, go sweep the racks. And you're like, what? Imagine sweeping like 3 football fields. Like, it's fucking retarded with a broom. You're like,
no, I've had to mop out a warehouse before where they're like, mop the whole warehouse. Like, fuck you, dude. Yeah. That's going to take me all day. Yeah, I know.
It's like soul crushing the moment they say it. They're like, ah, oh, god damn it.
I'd be out there with a leaf blower. Yeah.
There were days working at the full figured women's clothing store was rough.
Like, you told me. I imagine he was like the Al Bundy of this shit.
No, I couldn't. No, I couldn't because my sister owned it. My sister owned the store, so I couldn't do it. It's called More to Love. They didn't love it. Yeah, it's so ridiculous. Damn, bad story.
That sounds painful.
It was rough. It was rough.
Hey, fat girls try hard.
So, they know. Do.
Wow.
What's the worst job you had, Tim?
I worked night shift delivering at 7-Eleven. Yeah, no, the job I have right now, it's terrible. But the benefits, whew,
night
man.
Night shift at 7-Eleven sounds great to me.
Yeah. No, night shift.
You got
night
a
shift at a,
out of it.
Night shift at a 7-Eleven with no gas station. So the only thing I have to do all night is keep like one pot of coffee on and like keep like the taquitos fresh. Like, it was so fucking boring and abysmal. And every now and then, like,
I can imagine that.
Yeah, I feel like the worst part for us of every terrible job we've had
it's like
is
the boredom.
Yeah. Boredom,
right?
Like the mundane shit.
Dude, how much do you hate when you go to work and there's nothing to do and they want you to stay there anyways?
Yeah,
because like we've all had
I don't want to say nothing, but when you guys have nothing to do, you're still getting fucking paid.
This is true. It's the only reason I stay.
I don't fucking get paid if I have nothing to do.
But like, yeah, like you fucking clean like, you know, animal guts out of a trough, but you hate the fucking desk job more.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was a plumber, like literally like knee deep in people's shit. People shit. And I fucking hated 7-Eleven.
Well, at least you were a plumber. I had to do that shit working at Applebee's.
Yeah.
The female bathroom, what the fuck? Every night.
Women's rooms are historically like the worst ever.
Dude! Yes. Women, stop flushing your tampons down the toilet, you disgusting bastards.
Everybody wonders why I love going to gay clubs. Because
we don't wonder. Yeah.
It's the dick.
We besides the dick.
We know.
Free drinks and free dick everywhere. No,
that's my favorite part of the game.
That's
club.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm very attractive to a certain segment of the
me
game.
Too. You like,
if you are a straight male, you drink for free at the gay
absolutely,
club.
Absolutely, yeah.
But no, it's the bathrooms.
They're clean.
They're fucking immaculate. And it's like, oh, this is so great.
Well, guys,
I could lay on the floor.
I'm serious. I mean,
no, there's
so many dicks.
Yeah, but gay guys lick up all the splash
back. Whoa.
No, you make snow angels and all the cocaine.
Oh, sorry, that was rough.
That was pretty rough.
Eric and Ryan don't listen to our show.
No, Eric and Ryan are laughing. Right now.
My gay friends are the best. They play the best music. They have the best light show going on.
They suck the best dick.
They suck the best dick. No, you seriously have to watch it because sometimes you do get a little too tipsy and you start looking over at that one across the bar that you're like, well, he really does look like a woman. I actually had a great experience at
that guy's Adam's apple has an Adam's apple.
Well, dude,
it's not that bad.
I looked over and there was this gorgeous, gorgeous Latina. And she was in this tight-fitting white dress, had tits out to here. I mean, cleavage, everything, you saw them. And I'm at the gay club looking at her. She's staring me down. I'm looking behind me like, me? Me? And, you know, I'm sitting here looking at her like, I don't see an Adam's apple. The hands are tiny. Please, Lord.
Just the way I like midget
right.
hands to me.
Yeah. I was like, please, Lord, please.
Fortunately,
just.
Fortunately, her nuts were so big.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. She came, she was eyeing me down. She came walking around the bar, coming right at me. And I'm just like,
oh, she was coming.
Lord,
right
you and I don't usually get along. I don't even believe you're real. However,
on the off chance you're
listening, please give me this one. And she comes around. I mean, just body like you wouldn't believe in this tight fitting white dress.
She walked to the guy behind him.
No, she walked right up, talked to me, and had a deeper voice than me. It was like, oh.
Still should have gotten
you could have learned something new about yourself.
You
that
know,
day.
I guess so.
Go
you
with
did.
What you feel, man.
That was the moral. Of the story. Yeah.
So she made great pancakes.
It's weird when we don't have topics.
No, it's
start rambling about bullshit.
Yeah.
It's been a good show, though. It's cool to talk about the different stuff that's happened on the show. Like, it's a big deal. Like, you
bullshit.
Know. It is a big deal, man. 4 years of our lives, like 100 episodes, like that's
dude,
not...
That's two and a half for us, I think, right?
But it's not something to scoff at, you know?
Yeah.
It's not...
No, it's not.
That's a lot of content.
I thought Juan hated it. Really, I thought Juan hated me for a long time.
Like, when you really think about it, it's bare minimum 250 to 300 hours of content.
Oh, bare minimum.
That's the reason I started listening to the show, because I could fucking put on an episode and that was like my day at work.
Day, yeah.
That's
yeah.
how I caught up.
Yeah, I'd like to bring up one thing on your on episode 99.
Is this going to be a fucking correction?
Well, let's go. Yeah.
Got a pretty mouth there, boy.
I'm just wondering why you guys think, being from the South, why you guys think a coon's age is racist.
I didn't know.
I believe me and Juan had no idea.
Yeah.
And Gabe was like, because coons are blacks. The blacks don't like it when you say coon.
I just thought it was some shit old people say.
It's about raccoons.
That's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought.
That is not what my granddad thought. That's what I'm saying. Like, when my dad, when my grandpa, my mom's dad said that.
Your racist grandpa?
My white racist grandpa, as opposed to my Mexican racist
coons
grandpa.
Coons age?
Racist against different groups of people, basically.
Yes. They hated each other.
They really, truly.
Mortal enemies, but related.
You should hear the shit that those two talked about each other when my parents were married. It was amazing, but
hilarious.
But when my granddad said it, he did not mean a raccoon.
He meant
it was like colored people time. That's what it meant to him. So if you took a coon's age, it's because you were on colored people time.
Okay.
And that, I just thought so in my brain,
I'm from the South, and we say that shit all the time. And I was like, what? It's racist? I like sitting there trying to... What have you got against raccoons?
I was with you, bro. I was with you. I had no idea.
That and the swastika on my arm, I just don't get it.
I just don't understand.
Just delivered tomorrow.
You fucking bought that?
It's from my nephew.
Oh, okay, I was like, why?
What did you buy?
It's like a giant fucking T-Rex, dude.
I was like, oh... Right next to his real doll delivery.
No.
Well, my girlfriend's finally here.
I asked my nephew what he got for his birthday because I was fucking sick. I couldn't go. He's like, I didn't get anything cool. I was like, really? And he's like, no. And he's like, I want a T-Rex. My mom doesn't want me to have a T-Rex. I bought the biggest goddamn T-Rex.
Yeah. That thing's fucking massive. It's like 2 feet tall. It's a giant hard plastic T-Rex.
It's Godzilla. Godzilla. Can we talk about it on this show? You know they're opening fucking real doll brothels, right?
What?
No.
Y'all haven't seen these
news?
In Texas,
you can't
and
trust
in Canada.
Okay, the people cleaning the real dolls, worst job ever. But how could you trust them?
That's somebody's new least favorite job. Somewhere they're like, great, I have to clean the jizz
out of
a fucking
clean the jizz
sex
out of real
doll.
Dolls. First of all, the question is, would that actually be cheating if you went to that brothel? Secondly, I trolled the shit out of Nikki Glaser, the comedian.
Oh.
She posted, like, you know, the other day about she was so pissed off at Trump and the whole bullshit going on and she was pissed off about the what's the judge's name that
Kavanaugh.
The whole she was so pissed off at that, and she posted on Twitter. I don't want to talk about anything with anybody unless you're talking about what's being done to women in today's society. And I posted a picture of the article of the
real
living
doll
brothel, and I said their jobs are being taken.
Oh
wow.
She's pretty funny, though, so I bet she took a
kiss. I hope she enjoyed it. I really do, because I was dying. But
right now, she's on a podcast somewhere going, some fucking backwards redneck motherfucker.
This fucking hick.
Yeah. I believe she went on Joe Rogan's podcast and talked about how much she likes taking it up the ass. So.
She did.
She did.
She can't do that. She can't be that crazy.
It's
about
part
it.
Of
Joe
her
Rogan
set.
Or mom's
she,
house?
She said,
both, I think.
Yeah.
She said, ladies, you have to really enjoy taking a shit. If you really enjoy taking a shit, you will enjoy anal sex. And I was like, I love you.
Yeah. Also, it makes you wonder about yourself. Sometimes you get up and you look in the toilet and you're like, I could be gay. That's a big ass turd.
He told you the story. He liked the pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't wonder.
Doyle is so gay, his turds come out dick shaped. You heard him.
Yeah, it's weird. It's totally weird.
Little balls and everything.
No, big balls.
Yeah. I have type.
I have type. And somehow,
I like to look at it resting on top of the balls.
And somehow real pubic hair
like
attached.
A little turtleneck on that penis?
Poking out of the pubic hair like it's the Jungle Bush.
That's a porn movie somewhere.
The Jungle Bush. Yeah, it's gotta be
Jungle Bush.
It's just so it's just too it's gotta long be. The nose.
Mowgli and Boo getting it on.
Yeah, an adult Mowgli. Let's keep it.
That was actually one of my favorite quotes from Hollywood Babylon the other day when Kevin Smith was talking about having so many chickpeas and I've got chickpeas in my ass. And Ralph was like, yeah, I think I've seen that movie.
Oh, man. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and should we do an old man pick?
The whole show's been an old man, really.
We need an old man pick for sure.
Well, you're the other old man here, so you're going to have to come up with one.
I can do it. You going to take us out the proper way this time?
Well, yeah, of course. All right, so right now I'm standing here with Frosty, CCB original, like
you may
me.
You remember him from the 1000th Action Comics release.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that is correct.
I don't know what you're talking about. That was, I believe that gentleman was named Enos Schickelgruber, if I remember correctly.
Oh, right. My mistake.
Yeah, that was Frosty Smith is far too cool.
So, here's what I want to know. Here we are. It's like local comic shop day. We're recording our 100th episode. It's John's anniversary. Like, he's in his new shop. It's kind of the grand opening for that. What kind of feelings do you have today?
I'm moist. I'm moist.
As people literally run away.
So I've known John sold me comics out of his basement before he had a store. So I've known John a long time. So it's really cool to see him, you know, come to this point. I'm proud of him, and you know, he's not my kid or anything. He's just a friend, and I'm proud of him for what he's done.
You know, I think it's okay to be proud of your friends when they hold your camera bag up to their pants like it's a penis.
Frosty doing that, by the way.
So I got to admit, right now on air, it took me approximately 5 minutes to remember that your name's Jeremiah.
I thought it was Shahid.
So
I ran through all the names, and he told me he hates being called first.
So new space, way bigger, super comfortable. Seems more like a retail space than that crammed, like kind of old school comic book shop. What do you think the future is going to hold for John?
Well, I mean, he's upgraded from essentially a dungeon, like you said before, to this bright and airy space that he can have events like this at it. So what's going to come in the future? I think he's going to get a lot more stuff in here.
Carissa was saying that he already mentioned that he needs more space because it's already full. I'm like, don't let him go down that road.
No, when you start getting too big, then you have to start selling more stuff, and so a lot of the places in this shopping strip have lofts in them.
Oh, okay. So
you can. Actually, oh, that'd be kind of cool.
You can actually go up, but that's a lot of money and a lot of expenditure.
Now that I look up at like the unfinished ceiling, there's windows and like a big space up there. So that's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like I said, it's a really, really big open area. So.
Well, thanks for talking with us, man. It's always good to have you on, Rusty Shackelford or whatever your fake name was.
Well, I don't know what your... That's a fantastic name. But
I stole it from King of the Hill. I can't take credit for that.
Oh, Packed Nicely. Packed Nicely, I think, is a Douglas Adams name. You can use that one,
too. Nice. Packed Nicely.
Packed. Just call me Packed. Packed Nicely.
God, I loved those books when I was in high school. I should probably read them again.
Yeah, they're just as fantastic as they... today as they were back then.
Nice. Awesome. Thanks for being on, man.
Thank you.
So I'm standing here in front of the grumpiest of grumpy old men, Randy Salazar. Randy, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. So here's the thing. We're here. It's local comic shop day. It's kind of John's grand opening. It's also like his anniversary. It's also our 100th episode. Just doing a bunch of awesome stuff today. How are you feeling about the day, man?
Good. It's great. It's nice to see John grow. It's nice to see him in this new big space. I'm happy for him.
Like, this is awesome. Like, it's bright. It's open. I don't have to bump into people if I pull out, like, a long box to look at books. Like, it's awesome.
Well, his new space, his back room is bigger than his old store.
Huh.
That's crazy. I hadn't even looked back there. Like, there's rooms that I actually haven't seen yet, which is awesome. So what do you think the future looks like for John right now?
It's great. He can only do better. You know, he took a store that was the quarter of this size and filled a store this big.
Yeah.
You know, so he's only going to grow. He's only going to do good things.
So talking about comics and just, like, you know, kind of what we talk about on our show a lot of the time, what are some things that you're looking forward to picking up from John in the future? Any books you're looking out for or any stuff like that?
My taste is so strange and
I know the feeling.
And offbeat. It's hard to say.
I'm always going through his stuff looking for, like, old issues of, like, Cheval Noir and stuff like that.
I'm the same. I buy more old stuff than I buy new anymore.
I'm the same way. And the new stuff that I buy is, like, so weirdly limited, so...
Yeah, no, it's... I'm like my books. I'm different. I'm weird. I'm strange.
I wouldn't say you're different and weird and strange.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I would. Well, man, it's awesome having you on, and, like, yeah, it's always good to see you. I love catching up with you, man.
Good talking to you.
All right, so here we have Claude with us. I won't reveal your secret last name because I feel like that's super rude. But we're here. It's Local Comic Shop Day, I think is what Diamond calls it, right? Yeah. Local Comic Shop Day. I'll get it wrong like 30 more times. And then it's also John's anniversary. It's our 100th episode. Like, we're doing all this awesome stuff today. Like, we're in John's new shop, man. How's it feeling today?
You know, great. I'm glad he found a better place. You know, there's so much more room here to be able to see all the stuff he had upstairs in the storage. And, you know, it's just like, I'm glad we're able to come support him because he's a great guy. He's got a passion about comics, great prices. He doesn't try to rip you off. He's just a good guy.
I can't express to you how many times he's given me deals on stuff, literally just because he doesn't want to store it upstairs anymore. So I assume that I'll be paying a little extra now.
Right.
So here's the thing. Like, I don't know. Do you actively listen to the show?
Not recently, but I will.
Probably because of Doyle's racism. I understand. So can you give us a memory of the show? Like, something that stood out to you as, like, exceptionally funny or, like, really interesting?
Oh, God. I remember someone tried to do an impersonation of Darth Vader or some Star Wars character, and it was so bad. Like, they didn't even have the right character.
It's definitely probably one of my impersonations because they all sound terrible. If you go back and listen to this show, like, you're going to hear us being dumbasses most of the time. Who is your... If I put you on the spot, who do you think provides the most chuckles for you when you listen to an episode?
Oh, that's not fair.
I just want you to say me.
You.
Yes! Not I'm mostly making fun of Juan today because he couldn't come because he's stuck at work, which sucks, but...
Well, hopefully he can get back out here.
So. We're going to be recording tomorrow morning, too, with Clyde and Tim and Doyle and stuff, so it should be a lot of fun. But thank you very much for being on our 100th, and I'm super excited to be here.
Congratulations, and thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Somebody's happy that so, we guys, let's about. Talk. Stan Lee's death. All right? We can't be sad. The man had a full, wonderful... incredible life where he created entire universes. True. How can you be sad at a death of at 95?
I can be sad in the sense that now he's not going to make anything new again. And we're not going to see a cameo again and that sort of thing. But as far as, like, his life, there's no way to be sad about it. Like, the dude literally, like you said, came from nothing, became literally the biggest name in comic books.
Will there be CGI Stan Lees in future movies?
I'm assuming it happens at least once.
I don't think so, because there was something around the time of Doctor Strange coming out where they were like, he's fired now, the director from Guardians.
James Gunn.
Where James Gunn was in, like, a press release. He's like, oh, yeah, Stan has, like, his next, like, 8 cameos already filmed because Marvel wasn't sure how long he was going to stick around. So
So that makes sense to me, but do you think they try to stick one more in? The one thing I saw that was really cool is somebody suggested every Marvel movie should have like a photo or like a painting of Stan Lee in the background at some point. You know, like just to say, just like, you know, at the end of a Batman movie, you know, Bill Finger, Bob Kane, you know, like, are those the right names? Yes.
Although Bill Finger didn't get the credit till recently, right?
So. Ditko?
Or Ditko, right,
yeah. Ditko's dead now, too. Yeah, he died, what, last year? 2 years ago?
Yeah.
That was not too long ago.
A lot of the Titans are going in recent years, dude.
All the Golden Age guys.
Except for Bellman.
He's still sticking around to flog.
What's the asshole's name? Miller. No, Miller.
See, but that's more modern Titans. Like Alan Moore, Frank Miller, like, so who's the legacy? Like, who's carrying the torch for Stan Lee as the creator of new universes, in your opinion?
Who's the head of DC right now?
Scott Lowe? No, that's Marvel.
I forget the guy's, Jeff Jones.
Yeah.
Johns. Jeff Johns. Thinking UFC. Which is also a different person, but I think Jeff Johns is pretty close up there. His runs through modern to like not that long ago comics is pretty epic.
I mean, you know, from what Marvel is it Loeb or is it? Loeb or who is it for Marvel right now?
I don't really read Marvel books. I'm that guy.
Sounds like I'm quoting a DC.
I'm that guy that's like indie comics guys.
You know what's great?
I think Todd McFarlane's gonna go.
You know what's great is in like two episodes he's gonna call in with a correction on himself.
Yeah. for me it's Brian K. Vaughan and Robert Kirkman. Like the two of them are kind of doing that thing where they're actively creating new universes. They're not like they are in Marvel and DC, but I could see them going that way.
I think that's a good thing, honestly, too, though. Having that lack of, like, everything has to touch each other. Honestly, that breaks the worlds. Like, eventually you have to have these epic, giant events that sometimes are good and sometimes aren't to reset shit.
Dom is all about everybody touching each other, though. So, you know, that's...
I mean, that's what happened to Image early on, is that's why it almost failed, is they tried to create that connected Image universe and, like...
Image was independently owned, like, separate universe.
That's what I'm saying, though. But they tried to make Spawn and Wildcats and Young Savage Bloods. Dragon and Youngbloods all connect with each other, and nobody was interested when they did, like, a big crossover.
Oh, no. Yeah. Different storylines.
Almost
tanked. Yeah.
Speaking of Image, though, I think Todd McFarlane will go down as a titan in the industry long from now.
Yeah, but okay. The house that Spawn built.
So, but, yeah, that's the thing. What did Todd McFarlane create?
And Spawn.
And besides Image.
Spawn.
Modern day Spider-Man.
After Spider-Man 300, I think the look of Spider-Man is definitely Spawn. Yeah, or McFarlane based.
There's like two things there. You know, Stan Lee created like, you know, arguably almost all of the modern superheroes.
Never compete with like the Golden Age guys. Yeah. They were around for too long. They were all there when it happened.
But those creators are out there.
That's why the new gods always get their ass kicked by the old gods.
Right. Well, yeah. Well,
did some more shit. Laid some more foundation.
But let's also think about the fact that yes, Stan Lee was one of the progenitors, but it also took many other brains, many other people chipping in. It, you know,
Stan Jews were robbed.
Many Jews were robbed.
They're not lying.
No, it's true.
Early on, man, it was pretty cutthroat in the comic industry.
Oh, and like Stan Lee took credit for so much. I mean, the man's dead, and you know, you shouldn't speak ill of the dead, but you have to absolutely say Stan Lee took credit for stuff that he didn't necessarily create a lot of the time. And there's no getting around that. That doesn't diminish his accomplishments, but it also like overshadows some people's accomplishments.
He's like a much, much, much better version of Trump.
No, that guy doesn't take
shit. I would love to see Trump say Excelsior. Yeah.
I wouldn't,
man.
No.
Don't
sully that.
Don't cloud that death with your orange
Cheeto.
I'm already just heated. Like I can't even have function.
Have you ever seen the videos of Trump singing Havana and The guy takes software, takes all of Trump's speeches, and makes him sing different pop songs. It's fucking hilarious. You're going to have to look it up. Funny. I play that at gigs, and it has mixed responses. Like, you know, you got to pick your crowd. So, some,
I feel like picking your crowd where you're from's a little trickier.
I'm from a red state. Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
You're in a green state now.
Yeah. Green State would be much better. Yeah, I intend to get Rocky Mountain High while I'm here. Maybe get a little bouldered.
We're in Colorado. You can just say stoned. Yeah. Like, that's okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to make Colorado jokes, sir. Oh.
We can do it right here if Donald's cool with it, but he's not. He's probably not cool with it.
I just don't want to go outside. It's cold as hell outside.
Yeah, this white stuff falling from the sky. What do you call that?
Today you call it ice.
Yeah. We don't see that where I'm from. I don't know what that is called.
That's weird.
Yeah, dude. We don't get snow. We really don't. Like, when we get icicles on the power lines, our whole entire fucking state shuts down.
Everybody needs toilet paper and bread. It's
milk sandwiches. Everybody has to go out and get all the milk and the bread, which is stupid because those are the two things that spoil first.
Yeah, it's true. So we don't typically get ice like this. We get, like, snow. And you can tell because our power lines are not really developed to, like, maintain a ton of ice, especially where we live in Greeley. I don't know if you noticed this morning, but my lights were flickering like crazy this morning.
Well, you see, like, driving down the road, the line is, like, hanging way lower than it normally is.
But snow stops nothing in Colorado.
No.
I work when there's, like, 5 feet of snow. It can be flooded.
Now, if we get an inch, if we get, like, flurries, I mean, just flurries, everything shuts down. Our whole entire, y'all don't understand, our entire state shuts down, and it's because nobody knows how to drive in it, number one. We don't have the equipment, like snow plows, any of that type stuff. We don't have any of that. We have, like, one snow plow for the entire city.
It's some dude named Cletus.
Yeah.
Hey, call Cletus.
I got it. Snow. Let me put that little plow on front of my truck.
It's like the Plow King episode from
Simpsons. He's got a plow on a four-wheeler.
Yeah. Better yet, like, hooks a little plow to the back of his donkey riding through town.
So here's one thing. Like, I've been through a lot of the country. Like, I was in bands, all that stuff. So I've traveled kind of all over the place. I've never been to, like, a comic book convention or anything in the South. What's comic book culture like where you're from?
Sad. Very sad.
Really?
We in South Carolina have a few minor... A buddy of mine is trying to make ColaCon. We call Columbia, where I'm from, Soda City, because we shortened it to Cola. And so we call it Soda City. So he has the Cola Con or the Soda City Con or things of that nature, where he gets very minor artists, very minor. Because actually, there's some actually major comic book artists from South Carolina. And actually, some of the actors, like Luke Cage, from South Carolina. In Iron Fist, the girl who plays the sister is from South Carolina. So there's a lot of actual South Carolina connections with some of the Marvel projects and artists. Hell, a band I know got their logo. They were featured on my show, and I can't. Osara, a band called Osara. Their logo was done by a Marvel artist who's from South Carolina. I'll have to go back and pull up that interview and remember which one it was. But we're trying to get it going. But the biggest one near us is in Atlanta, which is Dragon Con. But that's a 3.5-hour drive away from where we are.
It's funny because, like...
Yeah.
I've been there a couple times. I really enjoyed it.
Did you go to Dunks when you were there? Dunks. Mm-hmm. It's like a Hooters, but for big black asses.
Why?
Hey, I went twice.
I mean, sounds like I could too.
Actually, pretty good food too.
It's too sober.
Big black women can cook.
Yeah, but I can't.
You got all that soul in that food.
Actually, that was my favorite part about Atlanta. I think every place we went to eat, I was like, it's amazing everywhere you stopped. Even Gladys Knight's Chicken and Waffles, where I thought was mostly just going to be I figured hyped because of the name. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's one thing we do in the South good is food. We do food. We do a lot of food.
I still crave those Southern egg rolls. I've only been once. It's greens, like, in egg roll form. Dude, so fucking good.
Love those things. We call them soul rolls.
They're very good.
All right, well, we'll take a break here. We'll come back and record a little bit more. Again, Juan is a vagina. Dom, take us out.
That's Doyle.
Oh, Doyle. God damn it. Doyle, take us out.
I'm too hurt, but...
Yeah. It's a D name, god damn it.
Dom. Right. You're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box. We may or may not be back. Who knows?
All right, everybody, welcome to the end of the show.
This is the season finale.
The season of the first season?
Yeah.
Welcome to the end of season one.
Got a long-ass season.
Of Thinking Outside the Long Box.
This might be the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest season.
100 episodes is one season?
4 years, I guess.
We're syndicated.
I just learned that today. So,
my show's on season three.
We're going to do the last old man pick of the season, since John Clyde Still Beauregard James Hunter III is here.
The White.
Sorry, I keep forgetting the White.
That's his title.
He's of a similar age bracket as me, so we're going to both do an old man pick. And honestly, like for me, I'm going to dig into the well of my childhood and talk about probably one of my favorite novels of all time. I was in fourth grade. My fourth grade teacher was a dude named Randy Rankin, and on the front of his desk,
you're fucking kidding me.
On the front of his desk,
he got it.
On the front of his desk, he literally just had a bookshelf that was all of Stephen King's novels, and it was like the coolest thing in the world to like go to a Christian school. Have a teacher that was like open-minded enough about the kind of stuff that he read that he was willing to display like horror novels, you know, that I was really into at the time. And I remember I asked him, you know, what's a good one that I could read? And he lent me Salem's Lot, and I sat in my bedroom over the course of one night. I read Salem's Lot in like, I don't know, probably 10 to 15 hours. And at the end of the night, I had cornered myself to where I could see my door. Turn the sound off on your phone. I had cornered myself in the room so that I could see my closet door, my bedroom door, and both of my windows, and had made crosses out of sticks.
So you were terrified.
To protect myself from vampires. Like, Stephen King has been a huge part of my life, not just in the last 4 years of doing the podcast, but also like just over the course of my childhood. Like it's, you know, it's one of those things that stuck with me. Like his books stuck with me. I've loved his novels, like, but definitely Salem's Lot and the short story from Skeleton Crew, Jerusalem's Lot, which is kind of the prequel to it. I don't know. I was just thinking about that today for some reason. So
drunk.
That's probably it. I'm like, oh, I'm drunk. I should think about my kid being a kid.
Not a vampire.
Not a vampire. I don't know. I think a big part of my childhood would be the movie Stand By Me.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
Such a good movie.
Good. And also written by
Stephen King. That's right. There you go.
Never knew that growing up, actually. You know, that was just something that, you know, was thrown at me later on. And, you know, there's a lot of things I had no idea, like The Running Man.
Yeah.
Lawnmower Man, loosely based.
Lots of things with man.
Shawshank Redemption, yeah.
Redemption Man.
You know, it's interesting, his ability to, like, grasp what, like, nostalgia feels like transcends not just like books like It and, you know, Salem's Lot and Carrie and Cujo and stuff like that, but he also is able to do that in like Shawshank Redemption, The Green Mile,
yes,
what's that, 11/22/63, stuff like that. Like he has a really firm grasp on how to write nostalgia in like a really cool way. I don't know, it's interesting.
Has anybody really watched the new show out that's based in the Stephen King universe?
Castle Rock.
It's hard to commit. I haven't.
I've tried.
The first like three episodes are slow as fuck.
They're not great.
Making a TV show that doesn't suck based on that guy's work seems to be nigh impossible.
Yeah.
11/22/63 was pretty good.
I loved it.
Yeah, I liked it too. The Mist
started out and I thought was going to be good, and then just dwindled and was not good.
It got canceled, didn't it? Yeah.
Like, so the reality is his books are phenomenal. His short stories are even better. But the movies and TV and other media that's come out is real hit or miss.
I think
and
he's
like,
just taking wheelbarrows full of money and not
watch,
giving a shit.
If you watch The Shining and read The Shining, those are two different things.
Absolutely.
Like, they are not the, not the same thing at all.
But he's very detailed when it comes to his normal books. And so it's hard to encompass
that. Speak up over there, Mumbles.
He's paid per word, that's what.
Yeah, his books are huge, and it is hard to encompass all of that in a movie or a show.
And, you know, there's the child pornography you don't want to include.
Yeah, I will say it was still weird watching kids in their underwear. It was really funky in that
It was bizarre.
Shining was
It could have been way weirder, though. Yeah,
yeah. I got to say that movie
and
was
the Eiffel Tower
awesome.
Right there, I would have been like, oh.
Well, the hardest part for me watching that movie was that
his dick.
The youngest kid, yeah, that was my dick, was that the fat kid who gets picked on all the time looks just like my youngest son. So watching him get cut with a knife was like,
see the similarity?
Yeah. Right? Not just me.
Kid could have been in that movie.
I'm saying. Looks just like him, and you know, you're watching him get bullied and cut with a knife, and we were sitting there like,
beyond bullying.
Yeah.
We have these drinks here. You know what I think we should do? It's our 100th episode.
Pour one for your homies.
You guys, a toast to Stephen King.
Toast to Stephen King.
Start reading the scripts for these TV shows, buddy.
I mean, it is sad that there's such great.
I've heard that Castle Rock is good from people. Maybe it gets good. I don't know.
I've not enjoyed it. I watched 3 episodes and I'm like,
Same thing. It does nothing for the first 3 episodes.
Yeah. And I'm not going to be.
It's no Night Flyer, though.
Actually, speaking of Stephen King, I'll be spending Thanksgiving at the Stanley.
Oh, nice.
Why?
That's a lot of fun.
Cause
I'm just kidding. I don't care.
Ghosts. Seance episode, dude.
Yeah. They found like dead bodies in that fucking place.
Yeah, yours.
That episode of Ghost Adventure sucks ass.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Almost all of those.
Oh,
dude.
We could do our seance at the Stanley.
Rooms are expensive.
At the
there,
Stanley for Stanley.
I'll pay it.
At the Stanley for Stanley. I like that. All right.
Future episode title.
I believe that brings us to the end of our show, and that means you guys interrupt me while I sing.
I don't know if it's new music or not.
We'll figure that out.
I promise you guys new music.
No, I'll talk to him. What do I got, like a couple weeks?
Probably.
All right, I'll talk to him tonight. With that
fuck her right in the pussy.
I knew that was coming. There are several ways that you can get a hold of us. You can visit us at www.totlb.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thinking out loud.
So good.
Fuck you guys so much.
It's like 3 episodes now.
Oh, fuck.
Facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at @OutsideLongbox. You can send us an email at outsidethelongbox@gmail.com.
You could just Google it.
You could Google it. I bet if you Google Thinking Outside the Long Box, we're probably the only thing that comes up.
We're the first.
Did you finally get rid of those other guys?
No. They stopped the fake calling long themselves that.
Yeah.
Good.
I don't think that they have. It looks like they call themselves that still.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
then we will crush them.
Yes. We shall read.
They did a double fuck you. They're thinking outside the old still radio box.
They have a fake John Glenn still as well. Yeah.
They're called thinking outside the old still Z2. Anyway, so you can email us at outsidethelongbox@gmail.com. That is the best way. If you would like to be interviewed on the show or participate in the show in any way, that's probably the best way to get a hold of us. We would appreciate your hate mail, please.
Yes.
I'm dying to read them.
Me too. I would love hate mail. But if you are a creator, you make comics, movies, TV, whatever, and you're interested in pushing your shit out – that sounded weird when I said it that way. If you're interested in putting your product in front of other people, then
Husky,
be sure.
Didn't you already push your shit out?
Way out.
I said just baby wipes.
I pro-laughed. Yeah, I have a
And then somebody took a knife and cut around his bunghole.
Bunghole cutter, great job. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
Could you imagine prolapsing and the splashback? And it? Well, I guess prolapsing alone is bad enough.
Yeah.
Probably got to add to it.
My tulips are wet.
I don't even go to the hospital for that. Why are you here? I believe I shit my asshole out.
Literally.
Wait, I can't tell, but it's slimy on the back of my leg.
I think we now understand how Doyle got it all in the bag. He was able to extend his asshole.
A rare known skill that I have, I can prolapse and relapse at will.
His colon's like an elephant trunk.
Yes.
He's able to just reach down.
That's how I eat peanuts as well.
And the best part is, it's prehensile, too. That's the...
Oh, if you want to hear more about that kind of stuff, be sure to support us. You can go to amazon.totlb.com, which should be it should be up and running by Monday. So GoDaddy had some issues with the forwarding. It's been a pain in my ass. Anyways, amazon.totlb.com, and of course you can go to patreon.com.
It's not the first time somebody said daddy to Gabe and he's had problems with his ass.
You can, what the fuck was I saying? Patreon.com/TOTLB, where you can watch your new favorite Patreon show, Favorite Least Favorite, where we ask some people their favorite things and their least favorite things. And it's a lot of fun. Comes out every Tuesday.
Did you get John Clyde still?
No, I'm going to do one here right after this. And of course, you can go to our YouTube channel. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, Doyle.
I didn't mean to do that. It has a lid.
Thank God.
Much like my asshole.
Has a lid. There's shit everywhere over here on my phone.
There is.
You gave this phone.
I mean,
you gave my phone.
I can toss you a few bucks if you want.
No.
Some of Doyle's white cream is all over.
He's got a giant Tyrannosaurus Rex you can have now.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/GOTLB. Oh, man.
John, I heard John Clyde got a raise, so maybe he'll support us.
Yeah, maybe. There you go.
It's true.
We appreciate your support.
Like, I won't. It's true.
You keep hoping.
I hear Tim didn't get a raise and still should probably fucking support us. But
there's so much content to him in that I cannot see.
Oh, man. That you're in. That it's insane.
Although
a dollar a month, you could watch it.
Some of the original OG Patreon shit
is just you.
Yeah,
just you and me.
That's weird.
I don't know. Anyway, go to if you want to see stuff Tim doesn't watch, you can go to patreon.com/TOTLB. And of course, please leave us a message. We would love to hear what you have to say. Thoughts on our last 100 episodes. Literally just anything you want to – stop it. Literally just anything you want to tell us, 970-573-6148, the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline.
He may actually be dead.
Like, we say that jokingly, but we have not seen him in months.
Yes.
If you need help, call the number, Mike. Yeah.
Knock twice into the phone receiver.
Bark twice if you're in Milwaukee.
Oh, my God. Please call us and leave this as a message.
They left us a message that said 7 days.
Did they really? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Wait, how many days ago was that?
That was yesterday.
Oh, God.
And I'm flying back. See you guys later.
Eric Hollis. Eric? His first name's Eric, right?
Sure. Oh, yeah, Eric Hollis.
He left us a voicemail.
Oh, awesome. I mean,
Hollis Eric would be a ridiculous name, so yes.
Eric Hollis from Bitfaced. We got it. We'll be doing something with them shortly,
yeah.
I think.
I think he wanted to get past the holidays.
Yeah, that's kind of what he said to me, too, so. But
if you are a seer of some sort with a Ouija table or board, please get a hold of us.
Oh, please. Any kind of psychic. Yes.
Or if you know one.
Last show we had the supernatural investigation guys that have all the ghost hunting equipment and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. If you're part of a ghost hunting team, we are serious about this seance. We are just as serious.
You better not
this.
Be a liar, though. You got to find those ghosts. And very specific ghosts.
We're
that.
Just as serious about this seance episode as Doyle is about pushing John into a pool and swim racing him.
And stabbing him with a trident.
Let's go!
But it's going to happen.
With that said,
I'll be like the Jamaican bobsled team, just kind of hobble into the finish line.
Stoned as fuck?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Upside down.
Jamaica, we got a bobsled team.
With that said, I'm game.
No, you can't believe.
I'm game.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Tim.
I'm John Clydesdale.
I'm Juan.
And this has been episode 1 motherfucking 100
yeah,
of
my
Thinking Outside the Long Box.
And what? My real name is...
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Baron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Baron Space production.